Entertainment. Join me. Ask for What's New at the Movies, Friday afternoons at 5:15 on AM 920 WGNU, where we discuss the issues and the movies that matter most to you.
Summertime, and the living is easy, right? Not if you don't get your family reunion t-shirts done on time. Here's a tip. Call Robert Guy and Associates, 421-3200. They specialize in family reunion t-shirts and softball team t-shirts. In fact, Robert Guy and Associates will put together fabulous t-shirts for all occasions. Here's the address. 2006 Salisbury. The number is 421-3200. Robert Guy and Associates, your t-shirt specialist. And check this out. If you mention you heard this on the Liz Brown Show, you'll get 10% off. It doesn't get any better. 421-3200, Robert Guy and Associates.
Time now for another edition of the Wake Up Call with Liz Brown. Views expressed on this program are not necessarily those of the staff, management, or advertisers of WGNU Radio. This broadcast is a production of Norman Broadcasting Company, Incorporated, and WGNU Radio, and is intended solely for the information and entertainment of our listening audience. Any rebroadcast, transcribing, recording, or other use of this material without the expressed written consent of Norman Broadcasting Company, Incorporated, and WGNU Radio is strictly prohibited. We ask that you govern your calls within the bounds of brevity and good taste. And now, the Wake Up Call with Liz Brown.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air.
It's the best of the Wake Up Call right here on AM 920.
I'm hearing revolution in the air.
Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back to the Wake Up Call. This is Liz Brown. Ooh, living my life as an African and loving it. 454-0400 is my phone number. Get up, get up, get to me. Charlie, good morning. Good morning.
This is Shirley.
Shirley.
Yes, I probably see you had something in my mouth when I said Shirley. I'm sorry. Governor Blunt has done it to the elderly low income for the medical insurance. I just turned 69. I was paying that spend down.
Mm-hmm.
At first, I was paying 47. Then I got a letter a couple of months ago. It went to 25. Then last month, it went to 31. But yesterday, I received a letter where you have to be making, all I get now, I'm going to tell you, is $643, $843 a month. But my medical, I can't make
over
that.
Wait a minute. All you get is what?
$843 a month.
For what?
Is my income.
$800?
I get $623 from Social Security. $220 from my little retirement plan from the city when they closed the hospital down.
You live on
$843 a month. And guess what he's trying to charge me for medical insurance?
What?
$120.
A month.
A month. So I'm out
there. Shirley, wait a minute. How do you live on a little over $800 a month?
Well, I live in a senior citizen's apartment where my rent is subsidized. He may stop that. You know, you never can tell. But
I don't care how subsidized your rent is. How do you live on $800?
Well, I have kids that help me buy a little food and stuff. But when I was working, so it didn't bother me too much. But since I'm not working anymore, I got ill and I couldn't work. So now I live off of what I, you know, that. And I call my daughters. They say, what? They work and they say, we don't pay that much a month for our insurance. I said, well, this is what he's saying. So I'm just opting out of it. You know, he's trying to squeeze you out now. You know, they're going to stop Medicaid after the first year. So I guess now they squeeze you out because they know you can't afford this.
So if you get squeezed out of this, what do you do?
Well, I go to ConnectCare anyway. Thank God. They will charge me maybe $15 a visit for doctor and $7.50 a prescription. That was squeezing me, but at least it's better than, you know, I don't have that much medicine. I have high blood pressure and asthma. But the part is, what he asked me to pay is what I live off of, and I can be paying my other little bills. Well, see, they don't want you to have a telephone, I guess, insurance coverage or anything like that.
They don't want you to have electricity.
Nothing. That's what I'm saying. So when I get through paying my little bills that I had accumulated a little bit before I stopped working, I have $130, $140 to try to buy me some food and stuff a month.
How old are you, Shirley?
I'm 69. I just turned 69 in June. And I'm in pretty good shape, but it's just that I think it's disgraceful.
I can't. I'm speechless. I'm speechless.
I had to hear what, I'm going to tell you what it says. Say the single individual, the income limit is reduced from $798 per month to $6,678 per month. So, see, I'm middle income now because I get...
You're middle income at $800?
I guess because I get $843 a month. And say your spend down will increase by $120 effective September the 1st.
How do you live on $800?
People don't realize how we have to live. I'm telling you. And I say with the help of the Lord, I manage. I'm living. You know, but I'm always broke. I don't have money to go to the movies. You know, for little stuff you would like to do.
Shirley, you don't have enough bump the movies. You don't have enough money to pay electric.
Well, I'm on the budget. They put me on the budget here. So that's how it helped me because I first moved in from this other part. That's why I work for electric. So really, I don't pay that much for electric anymore, but I'm on the budget. But I still have telephone. I don't have anything but one line. But I just whittled down to anything. So I do have cable. Maybe they want me to have cable, but that's $50 a month. But I need something. You know, and I thank God that before I stopped working, I had joined a health club where I go walk on the treadmill and stuff. So maybe if I cut that $37 out, I'd be... But I'm telling you, I'm girly, so I called my daughter. They said, Mama, don't worry. They don't make it that much. But they said, we'll try to help you. I say, don't worry, I'll make it.
Oh, that's just wrong, Shirley.
I know
that
it's wrong, but this
wrong.
Is what I had to let you know. I know you've been reading, people wanted... Governor Blunt in, and they kept saying you asked us to vote for him. You did not. You told us to make a choice for something else. Yeah, I voted independent on him.
Oh, no. See, I didn't. I voted for Claire McCaskill.
I mean, yeah, she ran. I did, too.
Okay. Okay, yeah.
Independent was
for the presidency.
President, yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's absolutely. No, it was clear.
I'm older, but I'm not seen now.
Mm-hmm.
I see what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
And I just talked to a lady in this building about that. I don't know what we're going to pay. I thought he would wait to the first of the year. But
oh,
see,
no.
This is the way he's squeezing you out.
Thank you so much, Shirley.
You're welcome.
Oh, take care of yourself. Oh, 454-0400 is my phone number. Car phone, Jeff.
Hey, Liz, what's up? How you doing?
I'm outstanding.
Okay, I know a little bit more about what she's talking about because I'm going through the same thing with my mother right now. What she needs to do, she probably got a letter. And it gave her 10 days to try to appeal it. And I think I know what they're trying to do. They're pulling people's string. And what they're trying to do, this is what they're trying to do. I guess they call themselves trying to see who really wants it and who really needs it. And what she needs to do is appeal it. And then what they're probably going to do, they're going to set up an appointment for her, like on July 7th, to come in to speak with a caseworker. And if you read Sunday's paper, they did an article about... Medicaid letters that have already went out to the poor. They're still talking about sending letters out to the elderly and disabled in August. But what she needs to do, and it even says that she can seek legal aid. If she can't afford legal aid, they can appoint someone to assist her. I think they're just trying to pull people's strings, and they think that with this, with these changes, they're going to save $94 million a year. And in the paper, if you look at Sunday's paper, it'll say that so far we haven't received a lot of calls. Nobody is trying to appeal. So rather than just taking that and just saying I'll accept that, she needs to validate the need, you know, for income. For the assistance that she was receiving previously. And I think that their back's going to be against the wall. And the key now is for people not just to accept that letter. And because in the article in the paper it said that some people are still kind of surprised. And they haven't sunk in yet.
Well, there's another component to this as well, Jeff. There is the time on it, that the time turnaround is so quick. By the time people figure it out, the time would have passed.
Exactly. My mother's letter was dated the 24th.
And when did you get it? When did you get it?
I got it Monday. Mm. And it says 10 days from the date of this letter.
Isn't that something?
So they're pushing. They know that this is the week where a lot of people travel.
That's right. Oh, that's wicked.
Exactly. So they figured that, well, a lot of people are not going to respond.
Or even open until after the holiday. They may not even be in town.
Exactly. And you know, it's so many things that are going on now. It's finally hit home, you know, because I'm one of the individuals whose family member is going to be affected by this as well. And it's a scary situation. So, I don't know if you know of anybody that works in the industry.
I've been working on it. I've gotten a lot of the research. I think that she's finished with her research. We're absolutely going to do a show on this, Jeff. We're absolutely going to do a show. And it looks like we have to do it by next week.
In closing, hey, Liz?
Yes.
In closing, it looks like what they're trying to do around the country is now I figure out how they're going to finance this war. This is how you're financing this war. You know, you're going to, you know, help build Iraq, but you're going to, you know, through attrition, you're going to kill or try to destroy the lives of so many elderly and poor people to pay for a war. I enjoy your show, Liz, every day. You know, I like the way you handle yourself on there. You're a very intelligent young black woman, and it's a good feeling to wake up in the morning and listen to you for 4 hours. I know you couldn't do it for 8 hours, but...
No.
I'm not trying to tax you out anymore, but, hey, if you ever decide to do something like this for 8 hours a day, you know, you can bring me on. I work pro bono as a researcher for you or something.
Okay, Jeff.
Because you're putting a lot of, you know, good information out, and I appreciate your information.
And don't forget, Jeff, that we are, the show is archived daily now.
Yeah, I heard that this morning.
Uh-huh.
You know, I heard that.
So you can
so that means that I can go back on any day?
Well, we started about a month ago. So from that day on, you can go and get all 4 hours.
And one other thing, Liz, I don't know what your plans are long term, but, man, I would love to see you nationally syndicated.
Working on it, Jeff.
Okay.
Working on it. Okay?
Have a good day.
Take care of yourself. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. That's right. The show is archived every day, 4 hours. All you have to do is go to whiterosesociety.org, and you can catch the shows. And I was talking to some folks over the weekend, and they were talking about how excited they were that they could spend their weekend. They can go and get the shows that they missed during the week and just listen to them all throughout their weekend. So I'm digging this. I really think that this has really been a really cool idea. I want to thank the White Rose Society. It's been wonderful. I've really been getting a whole lot of really positive feedback about that. That's whiterosesociety.org. And we're going to go to this car phone here. Yeah, car phone. Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
Yes, turn your radio down, please.
All right.
Yes.
Thank you. I was just listening to the gentleman previously, and I was wondering this letter that you're talking about. Now, my mother, she has four children, and she receives a small old Social Security check. She's 82. She works as often as she can at the local grocery store.
Wait a minute. Your mother is 82 and is still working.
Yeah, but she doesn't worry about a letter. She doesn't have time to go on vacation. We're lucky if we get to see her and visit with her because she's so busy. You know, where are these people going on vacation? If they've got the money to go on vacation, what are they worrying about a letter for?
Well, here's the thing, and I think that we need to open ourselves up to the reality of how a lot of us live. Some people come and get their parents for 4th of July and take them to things like to family reunions. Some people come and take their mom and dad out of town, or sometimes mom and dads prepare for the holiday by preparing for food, or people come and stay with them and things like that. So they're distracted during this holiday season. No one here is suggesting that the people that are living on $800 a month are off in Acapulco for the 4th of July. This is a holiday season, and that means it's family reunions. It means that people get together.
I don't like the suggestion that fellow made about this is paying for the war. That's totally unnecessary.
Well, okay, let's step away from the word unnecessary, but let's talk about his assertion. This is a war that is costing us trillions of dollars. The money has, and we are a country that is dependent upon a budget. There's a certain finite amount of money that comes into the United States government to pay for all of the needs of all of the citizens.
Right.
We cannot contend, just like with any other budget, we have most of our money right now is going to finance this war. We have a budget. Where is the money
going to this war than there has been the past two previous wars? And another thing,
okay, wait a minute, let's talk.
The government doesn't provide money to pay for its citizens. The citizens have to support themselves to pay for what our government does.
Well, no, actually, the government does take money to pay for its citizens because that's what... Wait a minute, let me finish. Because that's what responsible governments do. Responsible governments make certain that those that are least able to take care of themselves are taken care of because, number one, it's the moral thing to do, and number two, a society is better off. Joe and Jan Smith over here are better productive citizens when they know that their 82-year-old mother, who has worked hard all of her life, can still live a viable life without them having to take on an extra job to take care of her in her old age. So a society, a democratic society, a society that is moral, a society that cares about its citizens, pays for citizens' needs. That's one of the things that we do in a democracy.
I agree with you there. They pay for the citizens who are in need, not every citizen.
That's
the problem with this country.
You know
what?
And you're right.
To be taken care of.
You're absolutely right. I think one of the biggest problems with this country is something like the energy bill that the Senate is working on right now. The energy bill that is giving $1 billion, no bid, government guaranteed loan to an Enron executive, and written in that $1 billion loan that you pay for and that I pay for is the statement that if Thomas White fails to repay this loan, our government will pay for it and not Thomas White. We need to stop focusing on the poorest of the poor, the most vulnerable of the vulnerable. We need to worry about the corporate giveaways to those who are in the best position to take care of their own dang selves.
Ma'am, you need to read the full entire
I've read all of it. I've had people come on and talk about it. The bottom line is that those that can least afford to take care of themselves are being put in the position of disproportionately paying for those who are in the best position to take care of themselves. And all you have to do is read the energy bill. It was written by energy. Hundreds of meetings where people that are part of the energy industry sat down with Dick Cheney and other legislators and wrote this bill. Now, you have to be a fool from I don't know where if you believe that the energy people sat down and wrote out a bill that harms them. You got to be a fool from I don't know where if you believe that. Thomas White is getting a $1 billion government guaranteed government loan that if he defaults on, we pay for it. And you're worried about a senior citizen taking a vacation during 4th of July? Baby, focus on the stuff that matters. Thomas White. Leave the poor senior citizens alone that are living off of a lousy $832 a month. Yeah, their money is going to pay for a war because we have a budget. And there's a finite amount of money. That $1 trillion and that $1 billion giveaway didn't just fall from the air. It came from grandmama's and granddaddy's pockets. I'm Liz Brown. This is the Wake Up Call. I ain't done here. I ain't done here by a long sight. We're taking a break. But I ain't done. 1-877-920-WGNU. WhiteRoseSociety.org. Revolution@LizBrown.com. I see y'all. I know y'all are just chomping at the bit. I'll be back.
Stick around. Liz is live in the studio following traffic and the weather and his local commercials. Good morning, St. Louis. 29 minutes after the hour of 6 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton. Let's take a quick look at your traffic and weather for this 6 o'clock hour. Westbound 40 at 170, look for it at exit ramp closed. Look for some delays as a result. Westbound 44 between McLeod Station and Elm. Road construction right lanes closed. It's causing some slow traffic. Northbound 55 at Butler Hill and 270, look for heavy volume going on there. Northbound 270 at 44 through Doherty Ferry, look for heavy volume. Westbound 270 from West Florissant through Graham Hanley, look for traffic to be building this hour. Westbound 5570 from 3rd Street into the Poplar Street Bridge, look for traffic to be building as well. Eastbound 70 from K through 79, look for slowdowns. Eastbound 40 from Maryville Center through Mason Road, look for pockets of slow traffic and also heavy volume around the 270 exchange. Eastbound 44 from Lindbergh through Big Bend, look for heavy volume going on there. And Cass Avenue between 7th Street and 70, look for the bridge maintenance operations having the bridge closed for inspections. Westbound Kingbridge traffic's moving well from the Illinois Bank into the landing. And westbound 64 from Bowell Avenue to the 5570 split, look for slowdowns there as well. That is a look at your traffic. Now let's take a look at your forecast for today, tomorrow, and for Thursday. For today, look forward to mostly sunny skies, high around 90 degrees. This evening, partly cloudy, lows in the upper 60s. Wednesday, partly sunny, chance of showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon, high in the mid-80s. Wednesday evening, mostly cloudy, becoming partly cloudy overnight with a low in the mid-60s. And Thursday, partly cloudy skies with a high in the upper 80s. Currently, we have 65 degrees and scattered clouds. Lambert Fields reporting 67. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning wake-up call that's up next. We'll take another look at your news, traffic, and weather in the 7 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU, your station for the issues that matter most to you.
Are you one of those people who look at somebody who's big boned and think that's just a euphemism for Twinkie enriched? Are you sick of the idea that we can go to war in Serbia and bomb the crud out of them, but we should stay out of Iraq? If the whole entire pop culture thing, Britney Spears, Super Bowl commercials, and all that stuff gets on your nerves, well, guess what? It gets on mine, too. So if you want someone to listen and understand, listen to me, Brett Rosen, every Tuesday, 10 a.m. on WGNU, 920 a.m.
From A to Z, the Black Business Rolodex can meet all of your shopping needs.
S.
Seven Signs Masonry. 618-338-2871. Tuck pointing, all brickwork, whether it's your chimney, mailbox, flower beds, barbecue pits, all your masonry needs. The best hands in the business, Seven Signs. 618-338-2871. Don't forget, always check your decks.
I'm Phil Person of Person Roofing. We've been in business about 17 years, and we've advertised on WGNU almost that whole time. We have installed over 5,000 roofs in that period of time, and today I have a customer here. His name is Mr. Merriweather. Mr. Merriweather, I think we installed a roof on your house about 10 or 12 years ago.
Yes, you did.
Recently, you had a little storm damage on that roof, didn't you?
I sure did.
Can you tell what happened?
Yeah, Mr. Person come out and repaired my roof and didn't charge me anything.
And you haven't had any problems since we did a repair?
I sure haven't.
Even though your warranty was out, we still came out and took care of your roof.
Right.
We try to service our customers, and if you would like to have a new roof, call us at 361-7127. That's Person Roofing at 361-7127. All phases of roofing. Thank you.
USA Today says Yakov Smirnoff really is funny.
And then she said, on a date, why don't you bring some California wine, Philadelphia cream cheese, and New York cheesecake? By the time I got back from those places, she was already married.
The Wall Street Journal says Yakov is a laugh riot.
Come see me in Branson. You love your Yakov. Call 800-33-NO-KGB.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? Well, for free information on how to proceed, call this toll-free number.
Call 800-346-9966.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventor information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other materials of interest to new inventors. Learn how to get this free information just by calling this toll-free number.
Call 800-346-9966. That's 1-800-346-9966.
Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. So call InventHelp right now, toll free.
Call 800-346-9966. That's 1-800-346-9966.
This is Cindy Meyer, inviting you to join me every Tuesday afternoon at 1 for the Holistic Voice on AM 920 WGNU. The phrase holistic health describes a philosophy of well-being that considers the physical, mental, and spiritual aspects of your life as they balance and interconnect with each other. Each week, my guests and I will help you as you seek to attain more balance in your life. Join me, Cindy Meyer, for the Holistic Voice, Tuesday afternoon at 1 o'clock on AM 920 WGNU.
This is the award-winning wake-up call with Liz Brown. Don't leave home without it.
A dedication to all the refugees worldwide. One time. Say, say, say. I remember when we used to sit in a government yard in Brooklyn. My peeps who passed away. No woman, no cry. No woman, no cry. Say, say, say. Oh, hey, little sister.
Don't hey, little sister. My name is Liz Brown. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have so much business. Good googly moogly quap quap wap. We have so much stuff to talk about. 454-0400 is the phone number. 454-6609 is the fax. Get up. Get up. Good googly moogly. Get to me. We have all kinds of stuff to talk about. You want to email me? I know you do. Just put your fingers on the buttons and press revolution@lizbrown.com. That's revolution@lizbrown.com. Get up, get up, get to me. I do want to. I must. I do want to let you know. We've been working so hard out here. We've done so many things out here. We've been working and working, working. Let's have some fun. Thursday, September 27th at the Loft. Casino Royale, benefit for fire featuring musical guest Carl Thomas. That's right, musical guest Carl Thomas. He is the R&B sensation Grammy nominated. Going to be at the Loft on September 27th at 9 o'clock. Be there. I'm going to be there. Let's just go and let's kick it. Let's kick it. Thursday, 9 o'clock at the Casino Royale. No, that means the Loft. The Loft at right there, 3112 Olive, because the Loft is going to be turned into a wonderful Casino Royale. Tickets, you can call MetroTix 534-1111. Call MetroTix 534-1111. If you want more information, you can call 367-3984. There are two kinds of tickets, are regular tickets and VIP tickets. VIP tickets, give MetroTix a call at 534-1111. 534-1111. What's the date? September 27th. That's a Thursday. What's the time? It's 9 p.m. Where are you going to be? At the Loft at 3112 Olive, because it's Casino Royale night. It's a benefit for Fire's Fund and their charitable organization. They have a charitable arm, and that's where the money is going. A check presentation will take place to support their continued community efforts. So, come on. 1800 Tequila and in Cozy Design Studio are inviting you all out. Let's go have some fun. Put it on your calendar Thursday, September 27th at, say it, 9 o'clock, Casino Royale by In Cozy Design and Tequila, 1800 Tequila. 1-877-920-WGNU. Tim.
Good morning, Miss Brown.
Good morning.
Well, I was coming back from Walgreens with my 400 pain pills for the month so I could function. And I'm hearing this guy talk about the elderly, and it just about done me in.
How so, Tim?
I tell you what, it's gotten to me anymore where you turn on TV, and it's okay if these high-dollar corporate people rob us blind, but then yet we turn around and tell our elderly, no, one vegetable in your soup. You cannot have two.
Yeah.
How dare you put that extra vegetable in that cup of soup?
Yeah.
After you worked all your life and paid all this money, it took me. I got so sick back in 98, and all the doctors kept telling me it was going to get worse, and I kept working and working, and finally it did. And finally I lost all my jobs. It took me 15 months, and the doctors were going crazy, saying, why? Is it taking you so long to get Social Security? He said, can't they see? I was taking 400 pills, and I'm talking about methadone and Oxycontin a month just to function, and the guys at Social Security are telling me, I'm sure you can find something. You know, I thought, who wants to hire me?
Mm.
You know, I'd fall down. I'd sleep all day. You know, who wants to hire me? But, when I heard that guy saying something about her going on vacation and worried about insurance, I mean, just add this last thing, and I'll get out of your way here. Anybody who runs a household knows if you got this much money coming in and you create something new in this household, and that's all, and you didn't change the money you have coming in, then you're going to have to take money from somebody to make this other new thing work. And I'm comparing this new thing to our government having this much money coming in and creating this multi-million dollar war.
No, multi-billion dollar.
I'm sorry.
Okay,
that thing, that B is away from me once in a while.
It's hard to keep remembering that, isn't it?
It's scary.
Yeah, it is. Scary.
It's scary.
Is a good
you turn on TV every day and you think, and I'm standing in line fighting for a sandwich, and we tear these countries up and then we go back and rebuild them.
Yeah.
That's what does me in twice as much, and then we tell somebody downtown, you live in the street because we are not going to let you live in this building because we got to put a window in it for you.
Tim, can I tell you a story that a friend of mine who works in the healthcare industry told me on Friday?
Sure.
Friday there was the Eastern Reliance folks put together this have your voice heard for people to come in and talk about what their life experience has been with the healthcare system that we have here in the city of St. Louis, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you know what my friend told me that a lot of people don't know. And this just makes me, one of the things that I have not been able to, for real, put my head around and put my arms around because it hurts too much, is really, really, really getting to the bottom of the healthcare industry and what people don't have. You know what she told me?
Mm-hmm.
She said that there's a new system in with people that get Medicaid, I think it is, health care for poor people.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't go to the doctor twice a year, your name is out of the system. You stop getting benefits. Now, just think about that for a second. Okay, you can't afford your copay. You can't get it off. You don't need to go to the doctor. Okay, you just don't. You have to work. You can't get off work to go to the doctor. You go to the doctor for other things. You lose it. Did you know that? Tim?
And then they complain because you do use.
You
can't win here. You can't win. You say you're using too much money. Well, I tried to skip last year. And if I did skip last year, I wouldn't get nothing. So what do? You know, this, like I said again, you know, unfortunately, because I'm sick, I'm home more, and I'm watching more news, and I think I get more. I have to walk outside and stand on a porch where I see every time I see $1 billion just lost by somebody that's
yes.
important.
Yes.
Well, we looked into it. We're going to go ahead and let it go this time.
Yeah.
And then you got a guy, like, this Rice guy, I don't know him too well, the guy that's always trying to help the poor downtown or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
He's trying to get a vacant building
yeah.
to put some people in it so I could sleep without being in the rain at night. No. How dare you ask for that building?
It's horrible, Tim. It's horrible.
It's nuts is what it is. And I'm
right.
good.
You're right, Tim.
I guess I can be sick and lose my sanity at the same time. That's scary.
Take care of yourself, okay?
All right. Thank you.
All right. 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. This is hurtful. You know, I'm sick of these candidates. I am sick of these candidates pussyfooting around this whole idea of universal health care. Doggone it. You just, everybody qualifies for Medicare. Done and done. Just pay for it. Just pay for it. I don't care. It is wrong that people, that Americans that have worked all their life, Americans that have contributed in whatever way that they, maybe they didn't put in as much in the Social Security as somebody that had a higher paying job, but they worked. Why are we satisfied with our seniors suffering like this? Why are we satisfied with that? Hillary Clinton running around saying, oh, this is not government-paid health care. The hell it is. The heck it isn't. So what? That's one of the functions of government. If we can say government-paid reconstruction to the tune of almost $1 trillion, we can say government-paid health care. My name is Liz Brown. Don't get me. I'll be back.
This is Decent Guy Don, the original conspiracy hunter. You know, the guy that keeps you up to date on all the good guys and the bad guys out of the Council of Foreign Relations, the Bilderbergers, the Illuminati crowd, and assorted other characters who are squeezing the life out of our great American country. Tune in every evening to hear the thunderous crash as I pull the linchpin from the foundations of the House of the New World Order as it crashes down. At 7 p.m. Monday through Friday with the conspiracy hunter right here at WGNU 920 a.m.
People, have you heard about Golden Grocer Natural Market? It's locally owned and operated for over 30 years and serving and meeting your health needs by ensuring the best quality and selection in vitamin supplements and organic groceries. Golden Grocer Natural Market has the largest loose herb selection around. You can also get your grains and natural beauty items as well. Their staff is friendly, knowledgeable, and committed to helping you on your journey to improved and enhanced health. Golden Grocer believes that the healthiest goal is achieving balance in every area of your life. So, live your life like it's golden, and let Golden Grocer help you along the way. Golden Grocer, Natural Market, 335 North Euclid, right there in the Central West End. Open 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., Monday through Saturday, and Sunday 12 to 5. Golden Grocer, 367-0405. That's 367-0405.
USA Today says Yakov Smirnoff really is funny.
And then she said, on a date, why don't you bring some California wine, Philadelphia cream cheese, and New York cheesecake? By the time I got back from those places, she was already married.
The Wall Street Journal says Yakov is a laugh riot.
Come see me in Branson. You love your Yakov. Call 800-33-NO-KGB.
ConnectCare, still connected to the community. Sometimes it seems like things are changing so fast that it's hard to keep up and hard to keep track. At ConnectCare, we want you to know that, yes, there have been some changes, and yes, we are still connected to the community. At ConnectCare, we still have a retail pharmacy open 8 to 5 Monday through Friday. At ConnectCare, we still provide transportation to patients that qualify. At ConnectCare, we still provide access to in-house laboratory services. At ConnectCare, we still provide some of the region's best board-certified doctors. At ConnectCare, we still provide urgent care. And at ConnectCare, we still see patients on a sliding fee scale. Yes, changes have been made at ConnectCare, but we're still connected to you. ConnectCare, still connected to the community.
This is Dr. Laura Schlesinger. Join me weekday afternoons from 2 to 4 on AM 920 WGNU. And I look forward to hearing from you. If you have problems with a personal work or family relationship, call me at 1-800-DR-LAURA. That's 1-800-DR-LAURA for the issues that matter most. It's AM 920 WGNU. And for the personal issues that matter most, join me, Dr. Laura, now from 2 to 4 every weekday afternoon. Then go do the right thing.
Starting your day with information you can't get anywhere else. It's the award-winning Wake-Up Call with Liz Brown.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Call. Say my name. My goodness gracious, we have so much stuff to talk about. 454-0400 is the phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. Get up, get to me. We have much to talk about. Get up, get to me. You're on the Wake Up Call. Good morning.
Good morning, Ms. Brown. The truth will set you free. Ms. Brown, before I get to what I wanted to talk to you about, you ruffled me up when you mentioned about Hillary. She's scared to say government like you say it, like she's going to fix the health care problem. Ms. Brown, you got so many hypocrites out there. You got the Republican Party out there. They want lesser government in their lives, Ms. Brown, but yet they get Social Security and Medicare. Look at Giuliani. Bush, when he leaves, Condoleezza Rice, it's sickening, Ms. Brown.
Wait a minute. I have some additional news for you. The United States is paying off Iraq's worst war criminals in an attempt to prevent attacks. We're paying money to folks. We're paying money to criminals.
Only the health care is for the rich.
That's right.
They don't want to give it to the poor, Ms. Brown. Franklin Delano Roosevelt, he set Social Security up and Medicare up for poor people, and they don't want you to have that.
But you
you know, and so what? What is wrong with saying governmental? You don't have any problem saying governmental when you have when you go to your doctor.
You go right, Ms. Brown.
You don't have have a problem saying governmental when you cash your check. So now it's scary.
Uh-huh.
It is scary. You scared that the Republicans are going to say the word governmental health care and Americans are going to scream. You know what? I think it, the time is right for Americans to say to lean into it and say government pay for my health care.
Thank you. And she's going to get a Social Security check and Medicare, too.
Yes, she is.
And, Ms. Brown, what I want to tell you about is that minister's clergy coalition down there at City Hall, why don't they wake up? You got a preacher down there talking about slaves should have been on our side when it comes to Sherman George. This is going to make the city more racially divided. Yeah, another preacher down there saying, Ms. Brown, all this is taking a toll on his family. Y'all need to wake up, minister's coalition. He don't give a doggone hoot about you unless you care, unless y'all care the water for him. Why don't you wake up?
Hold on for a second. Who said what about family? What?
I said, what? Those men, who's the president of that coalition down there? Clergy coalition?
Parnell.
Who called name is Brown?
Parnell, I
that's
think.
That's the one. He said that.
He said what?
He said that Slade should have been on their side when it came to Sherman George. Those were the exact words, Ms. Brown. If you think I'm lying, you can pull it up, Ms. Brown. Somebody tell you I'm not lying. They saw it, too.
So the clergy coalition said that Slay should be on their side. Slay has never been on your
He's
side.
He's never been on their side.
Never.
And you know what came out of Bishop Willie Austin's mouth? This is taking a toll on his family.
On whose family?
Sherman George's family.
Okay, well, you know, and it has. I don't disagree with that. I don't deny that. You're absolutely right. It has taken a toll on his family. But other Slay decisions have taken tolls on thousands and thousands of people's families.
Thank you, Ms. Brown.
Okay, when they closed schools, when they fired teachers, when they got rid of our food service, when they got rid of our custodians, and when he fired over 1,000 people and called it a great day for the city of St. Louis, those were a whole lot of families. The problem with the clergy coalition, they were right on this issue. Of course they're right on it, but they're right for the wrong reasons. They're right because they know and love Sherman George. What's not to know and what's not to love? But the fact of the matter is that when you get that bougie attitude that we're just going to protect our little handful of folks, everybody suffers. Everybody, if one of us is chained, none of us are free.
I didn't see B.T. Rice down there. I didn't see Sammy Jones down there.
Well,
I didn't see Earl Nance down there. Where were they at?
Well, because Slay said no.
And Ms. Brown,
yeah.
That missing money, Ms. Brown, are you telling me, Ms. Brown, you got this money in a secure place and you don't know who's taking all this money, Ms. Brown?
Yep.
$40,000.
Well, I you know what? I think you're being completely, absolutely unfair. Because the fact of the matter is that if you can steal World Series tickets and can find no crime, why would they be able to find the answer to this crime?
Thank you.
All right.
Are they going to find a person who did this, Ms. Brown?
Have they fired anybody for stealing World Series tickets or charged?
No, they didn't, Ms. Brown.
Well,
it's not like us. And they had a dance to talk about, Ms. Brown. They want some more money. They want a raise. They ain't making no money. The police association.
Somebody making some money.
Somebody makes some big money, Ms. Brown. Now, Jennifer Joyce, what you going to do about this? Have a nice day, Ms. Brown.
Take care of yourself. 1-877-920. Somebody making some money. D.
Top of the morning to you, Dr. Brown.
Rest of the day to you.
Thank you. You know, Hillary was saying that she's going to solve this health care thing.
Mm.
But once she does it, you got to take it. You either get nothing or you got to take what they give you, which is really, really something. You remember the song where the guy says, help the bear?
Yes.
You know, it's a whole story behind that.
Mm-hmm.
I've been in the medical profession over 35 years.
Yes, ma'am.
And in my situation, I want them to help the bear.
There you go.
You have to be careful what you accept from people that's giving it to you. And you're in a position of weakness. They better listen at Dr. Kincaid and go a little further and read for themselves because
mm-hmm.
I want them to help the bear.
There you go.
Thanks, doctor.
Take care of yourself. 1-877-920-WGNU. You're on the wake-up call.
Good morning, Ms. Brown. It's good to talk to you. I wanted to tell you that Miss Carolyn Bernard, you know, the couple, Mr. and Mrs. John Bernard, who went to Africa with us.
Yes.
But Mrs. Bernard died suddenly Thursday night.
Oh, my word.
And I meant to try to get you yesterday and couldn't. But anyhow, her wake was yesterday. Her funeral will be at 10 o'clock this morning at Antioch Baptist Church.
Why didn't you tell me? Why didn't? What time today?
At 10 o'clock this morning at Antioch Baptist Church at Anna Malone Drive and North Market. That's where the church is.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
And the burial is at St. Peter's Cemetery. Yeah, it was a shock to all of us.
I just saw her a few months back.
Therefore, I sure wish
she would call me yesterday.
Listen, Miss Brown, she served at a repast at our church for a funeral last Tuesday. That lady was so active, and she was so well-loved. But I'm telling you, and one of the ministers who came to the wake said, this is her testimony. I mean, the church was packed. But her funeral, it was a sudden thing, so that was it. But anyway, I was just wanting you to know and the public to know.
Thank you.
It would be this morning.
Okay.
And so sometimes you can't, you know, you try and you just don't.
She was a beautiful person.
She was, and she was well-loved.
Beautiful
person. And she was active at church. And everything. So I just wanted you to know, and the audience to know.
All right.
All right, then. You have a good day.
We're taking a break. My name is Liz Brown. I'll be back.
But the hard truth is that not everyone is sharing in this city's splendor and glory. There are more poor than ever, more families in trouble, more and more people who need help but can't find it. Struggle against the common enemies of man, tyranny, poverty, disease, and war itself.
We believe that all men are created equal, yet many are denied equal
treatment. And so we say to all in this nation who dare listen to us, black, white, Jew, Gentile, Asian, Latino, and we are brothers and sisters in a long and difficult struggle.
For the issues that matter most, it's AM 920 WGNU, Granite City, St. Louis.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Karen Chase. There are high hopes for lower interest rates as the Fed meets in Washington today. ABC's Jim Hickey says the Fed hasn't cut rates for more than 4 years.
Whatever the Federal Reserve decides to do, it will initially affect the rate banks charge each other to borrow money. But in the end, it may have a big impact on your pocketbook. A lower bank rate should mean it'll become less expensive to pay off your credit card or take out home equity lines of credit to pay for things like education or home improvement. And it should ease the pain somewhat when adjustable rate mortgages reset later this year. Jim Hickey, ABC News.
O.J. Simpson's bail hearing has been moved up a day to tomorrow. ABC's Alex Stone has the latest from Las Vegas.
It appears Simpson will spend at least one more day in jail before he has a chance to bail out. Right now, no amount of money could get him out because he's seen by the courts here as a flight risk. But after tomorrow's arraignment, his attorneys are expected to ask the court to set a bail amount. It could be a very high amount. He may be unable to pay it. But the court, we're told, will likely approve some bail amount tomorrow.
The judge has said that Simpson is a flight risk in light of the slow-speed Bronco chase years ago. Technical difficulties are forcing NASA to delay the late October launch of the Space Shuttle Discovery. ABC's Gina Sinceri reports from Houston.
The discovery of a leaking hydraulic seal in the Space Shuttle Discovery's main strut means the orbiter will not roll out to the launch pad this week. The target launch date for STS-120, the next shuttle mission, was October 23rd. Managers hope the repair work can be completed before the launch window closes November 14th.
The auto talks are getting back into gear in Detroit today as negotiators for automakers and auto workers try to come to terms on a contract first with GM and then try to convince Ford and Chrysler to go along. It was 25 years ago today. A college professor used a colon and a parenthesis mark to put a smile on his email, a symbol now known as an emoticon. This is ABC News.
Where's my tricycle?
Let's get your helmet on first, big guy.
Aw, Dad, come on.
I'm taking my bike over to Ryan's.
Hey, where's your helmet?
Dad.
What they hear is you telling them to wear a helmet. What you're really saying is, I love you. Introducing the car inspired by that love. The all-new 2008 Ford Taurus, rated the safest full-size car in America.
Hey, hey, and no helmet, no video games.
Dad!
Taurus comes with 6 airbags, standard, and with optional electronic stability control. Taurus is an IIHS top safety pick and has received NHTSA's 5-star crash test safety rating for front and side impacts.
I'm going to Amy's.
Aren't you forgetting?
Dad, what's this?
Keys to the Taurus.
Really?
Thought you might want to borrow it.
Dad!
The all-new 2008 Ford Taurus, rated the safest full-size car in America. Visit your Ford dealer or go to FordVehicles.com.
Based on both NHTSA 5-star crash test ratings and with optional ESC, IIHS top safety pick. Star ratings are part of the U.S. Department of Transportation SaferCar.gov program. www.safercar.gov.
If you were watching the Emmys, you didn't have a lot of company. ABC's Dave Alpert tells us the ratings were dismal.
TV's big night drew its smallest audience in years.
The Academy of Television Arts and Sciences presents Emmy Awards.
Just over 13 million viewers tuned in to the Fox Network telecast, according to preliminary Nielsen figures. That's down nearly 19% from last year, which was already off 14% from 2005. If the numbers hold up, it'll be the second lowest rated Emmys telecast ever. Dave Alford, ABC News, Hollywood.
A husband and wife in Bosnia are getting a divorce after they were both caught cheating with each other. Each used a fake name when they vented about their spouses in an online chat. They became so friendly, they decided to meet. She felt betrayed when she saw it was him. He felt shocked that the sweet woman he'd chatted with was the same woman he was married to, who hadn't said a kind word to him in a year. I'm Karen Chase, ABC News.
Now, the local report from the WGNU Newsroom.
Good morning, St. Louis. This is Patrick Branchmeyer with your WGNU News Update for the 7 o'clock hour. In the news this Tuesday, classes have been canceled in the Cahokia School District for the second straight day. The teachers in the Illinois District went on strike yesterday morning after their union had set midnight Monday as the deadline for reaching an agreement. The teachers had wanted a pay raise plus step increases, but the district had reaffirmed its original offer of a lower pay raise. Talks broke down on Friday, and no future negotiations have been scheduled. Lawyers for a Joplin teenager are asking for their client to be tried as a juvenile. 14-year-old Thomas White faces four felony counts related to a school shooting last October, as well as a charge of attempted escape from juvenile custody. White was 13 at the time of the shooting at Memorial Middle School. Public defenders said yesterday they want to reverse a circuit court decision from July that White should be tried as an adult. Nobody was injured when White allegedly fired a single shot into the ceiling. Prosecutors allege that White tried to shoot the school principal, but the gun jammed. Finally this hour, a local boy's first trip to the Great Forest Park balloon race on Saturday was a memorable one. Brendan Ricci is a patient at St. Louis Children's Hospital. The hospital entered a balloon in the race, and Brendan won a drawing to earn a ride in the balloon. 70 hot air balloons participated in the 35th annual race. Organizers say the race is the most well-attended single-day balloon race in the country. Brendan hopes to fly more in the future. He says he'd like to be a pilot when he grows up. That's your look at local news for the 7 o'clock hour. I'm Patrick Branchmeyer, bringing you the news that matters most to you.
Good morning, St. Louis. 6 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton. Let's take a quick look at your traffic and weather. Eastbound 70, stop and go from Bryan through 79. Northbound 270 from 55 through Doherty Ferry. Look for stop and go to early lane closures. That's north of Gravoy. They've been removed, but look for delays around the 44 exchange all the way back through 55. Westbound 270 from 367 into West Florissant. Look for stop and go traffic. Westbound 70 from Poplar Street Bridge through Memorial Drive. Look for an accident. Shoulders blocked as that memorial is going to cause a whole lot of problems on the Poplar Street Bridge. Westbound 40 at 170, that exit ramp is closed. Southbound 270 from 70 through Page. Look for slow traffic. Eastbound 70 approaching 270 all the way into St. Charles Rock Road. Look for pockets of slow traffic, especially around the 70 exchange. Northbound 55 from Butler Hill through 270. Look for delays. Westbound 64 from Bowell Avenue into the 5570 merge. Look for slowdowns. Eastbound 40 from Spady through McKnight and again from Clarkson through Mason. Look for slow traffic going on around the Chesterfield area. Northbound 55 from Arsenal through 44. Look for pockets of slow traffic. Eastbound 44 from Soccer Park to 270. You've got pockets of slow traffic around the, especially around the 44-270 exchange. And westbound Kingbridge traffic is moving slowly across the span from the Illinois Bank into the landing. CASP at 7th and 70. Look for that bridge closed to inspections. Look for delays. And northbound 270 at Dorset through 70. Look for slow traffic in the 70 exit lanes. There's a look at your traffic. Now let's take a look at your forecast for today, tomorrow, and for Thursday. For today, Mostly sunny, high around 90 this evening, partly cloudy, lows in the upper 60s. Wednesday, partly sunny with a chance of showers, highs in the mid-80s. Wednesday evening, mostly cloudy, becoming partly cloudy overnight with a low in the mid-60s. And Thursday, partly cloudy skies, highs in the upper 80s. Currently, we have 65 degrees and some haze. Lambert Field is reporting 68. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning Wake Up Call. It's up next. We'll take another look at your traffic and weather in the bottom of the 7 o'clock hour. Up next, it's more with Liz Brown. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU, your station for the issues that matter most to you.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air.
It is time for us to use our power. Please do not beg folks for power. Nobody is going to give it to you. You were born with power.
Very sad news for all of you, the people who love peace all over the world. Martin Luther King was shot and was killed tonight in Memphis. I will never say that progress is being made. If you stick a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. If you pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound that's below me.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Feel the brother. Stop
resisting. But the hard truth is that not everyone is sharing in this city's splendor and glory. There are more poor than ever. More families in trouble. More and more people who need help but can't find it. Struggle against the common enemies of man, tyranny, poverty, disease, and war itself.
We believe that all men are created equal, yet many are denied equal treatment.
And so we say to all in this nation who dare listen to us, black, white, Jew, Gentile, Asian, Latino, that we are brothers and sisters in a long and difficult struggle.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Call. Say my name. My name is Liz Brown. You need to get up. You need to get to me. Good googly woogly muggly muggly. Good googly muggly. We have a whole lot of stuff to talk about. Do you think, let me ask you this, do you think that God has a sense of irony? You think God has a sense of humor? Because I'm kind of thinking that God does. You know, and if you believe in another kind of, like a component of the whole spirituality thing, you think there's such a thing as karma? You know, what goes around, if you do good, then good comes back to you. If you do bad, bad comes back to you. If you're not right, not right comes to you. You know, you don't help somebody that you know that you can't help. And all of a sudden you find out, if you really start looking, people aren't able to help you. I believe that's what it is. And if you do bad things, that people are going to continue to see your bad things. Okay, if you try to do bad things in the dark, people are going to eventually see your bad things. Check this out. Is it any, if this is not God's sense of humor or karma, guess where the Republican National Convention is going to be next year? Minneapolis, the same place of Larry Craig's bathroom stall. And guess what? That bathroom stall is becoming a tourist attraction. People are going into the, I kid you not. You don't think God has a sense of humor? Well, I got something for you. Minneapolis, the home of Larry Craig's stall, where he attempted, I went to a bathroom in Minneapolis and all I got was all this, a lousy t-shirt. No, I went to the Republican convention in Minneapolis and all I got was a lousy t-shirt from the bathroom. Oh, you don't think that God has a sense of humor? You don't think God has a sense of humor? You don't think that there isn't some karma? I went to the bathroom in Minneapolis and all I got was my foot tapped in the stall. No, I went to the Republican convention in Minneapolis and all I got was my foot tapped in a stall. Oh, my Lord. There's a sense of humor. Tourists are flocking to see the bathroom in the Minneapolis airport where Larry Craig was arrested in a sex sting, making the stall a tourist attraction. The person that staffs the information counter at the Minneapolis St. Paul International Airport said that people want to see the stall. People are taking pictures of the stall. Craig was arrested, in case you're going through that airport, Craig was arrested in the second stall from the right, in the second stall. People have been going inside, taking pictures of the stall, taking pictures outside the bathroom door. It's been crazy, said one person. Now, I wonder if, I can make a fortune out of those t-shirts. I wonder if, you think Larry Craig will be at the Republican convention next year? You think he'll be going through the Minneapolis bathroom? You think he'll be? You know what? Here's something for Larry Craig. Now that your political career is over with, you can make millions of dollars just standing outside the bathroom getting your picture taken. You can make all kinds of money. We're going to take a break, folks. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. I'll be back to talk about another Republican, a bidder from Louisiana, and a diaper. Are you intrigued? Well, I'm talking about the Republicans. You know it's got to be something nasty dirty. You know it's going to be something nasty dirty. I'll be back with that story and more. Stay with me.
Connect Care, still connected to the community. Sometimes it seems like things are changing so fast that it's hard to keep up and hard to keep track. At Connect Care, we want you to know that yes, there have been some changes, and yes, we are still connected to the community. At Connect Care, we still have a retail pharmacy open 8 to 5 Monday through Friday. At Connect Care, we still provide transportation to patients that qualify. At Connect Care, we still provide access to in-house laboratory services. At Connect Care, we still provide some of the region's best board-certified doctors. At Connect Care, we still provide urgent care. And at Connect Care, we still see patients on a sliding fee scale. Yes, changes have been made at Connect Care, but we're still connected to you. Connect Care, still connected to the community.
People, have you heard about Golden Grocer Natural Market? It's locally owned and operated for over 30 years and serving and meeting your health needs by ensuring the best quality and selection in vitamin supplements and organic groceries. Golden Grocer Natural Market has the largest loose herb selection around. You can also get your grains and natural beauty items as well. Their staff is friendly, knowledgeable, and committed to helping you on your journey to improved and enhanced health. Golden Grocer believes that the healthiest goal is achieving balance in every area of your life. So, live your life like it's golden and let Golden Grocer help you along the way. Golden Grocer, Natural Market, 335 North Euclid, right there in the Central West End. Open 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., Monday through Saturday, and Sunday 12 to 5. Golden Grocer, 367-0405. That's 367-0405.
Are you one of those people who look at somebody who's big boned and think that's just a euphemism for Twinkie enriched? Are you sick of the idea that we can go to war in Serbia and bomb the crud out of them, but we should stay out of Iraq? If the whole entire pop culture thing, Britney Spears, Super Bowl commercials, and all that stuff gets on your nerves, well, guess what? It gets on mine, too. So if you want someone to listen and understand, listen to me, Brett Rosen, every Tuesday, 10 a.m. on WGNU, 920 a.m.
Big Brother is watching, and we're watching Big Brother. It's the award-winning wake-up call with Liz Brack.
You don't know how you met me. You don't know why you can't turn around and say goodbye. All you know is when I'm with you, I make you free and swim through your veins like a fish in the sea. I'm singing, follow me, everything is alright. I'll be the one to tuck you in at night. And if you want to leave, I can guarantee you won't find nobody else like me.
You won't find nobody else like me. My name is Liz Brown. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much, much, much to talk about. 454-0400-454-6609 is my fax. Get up. Get up, get to me. Oh, the Republicans, the Republicans, the Republicans, the Republicans. Oh, Lord, what are we going to do with them? What are we going to do with them? Party of family values, huh? We have a Senator Craig, obviously, who's going to be opening up a tourist attraction in Minneapolis near the stall where he was arrested. Oh, did I mention that the ACLU has filed a friend of the court brief taking the side of Larry Craig, saying that, you know, we had one of our callers called and said that they really didn't think that what he did was a crime, and I was like, yeah, but it's just so funny. I'm just going to have to set aside my legal assessment. And it's just so funny and just so delicious. It's just so delicious. But the ACLU is filing a friend of the court brief on behalf of Senator Craig, saying that the Minneapolis Airport Police violated his constitutional right of free speech and charging him with disorderly conduct after arresting him in an airport's men's room. The ACLU said that the government can arrest people for soliciting public sex only if it can show beyond a doubt that the sex was to occur in public. The ACLU argues that solicitation for sex in a private place is protected speech under the First Amendment no matter where the solicitation occurs. One of our callers said that, and I remember at the time I just couldn't let it go because it was just so delicious. And they very well be right. I just couldn't let go of the joke. I just can't let go of the solicitation piece of it. And you know what? The problem is for Larry Craig is that he pled guilty. He pled guilty to disorderly conduct. He said that he did it. Now, withdrawing a guilty plea, and Lord knows I've had enough people in my life when I was a public defender, a criminal defense attorney, people wanting to withdraw their pleas. I understand it, you know. After you plead, you're like, oh, why'd I do that? But they take you through a series of questions. They take you through a series of examinations. They take you through that. Getting a guilty plea withdrawn is a difficult thing to do. Doggone near impossible. It's delicious, though.
Because the, even if that is free speech, and I guess it is. I guess it is free speech trying to hook up with somebody in a bathroom. Get a little something-something going on. I guess that is free speech. Not in the public bathroom. You can get arrested for that. But trying to hook up with someone, okay. Some dude trying to hook up with another dude, that is free speech. However, we still have the hypocrisy of this guy, the family values of this guy. You married. You have a family. That's cheating, isn't it? And then the other piece of it is that you use gay people as a weapon to beat up on your constituency so that they will vote for you. That's hypocrisy. That's hypocrisy. And you shouldn't be in office for that. You an arrogant son of a gun. You're an arrogant hypocrite. So, you know, I think that we're almost wired to want to take your behind down. I think we wired to want to take you down. You know, because that stuff just sticks in your craw, an arrogant hypocrite. Everybody in this country just like, oh, yeah, let's go get him. It's one thing to be a hypocrite. It's one thing to be arrogant. But when you put the both of those together, you will get no love from nobody out here. I submit, Dr. Brown submits that we are hardwired to want to go after arrogant hypocrites. We are. So you will get no love from even from your fellow Republicans because they disgusted with you too. Yeah, you can go hook up with somebody that you, there's no law against hooking up with somebody. Now there you can violate morals. You can violate your marriage vows. You can violate your relationship vows. But you pled guilty to it. Be a man. Move along. Move along. You on a wake-up call?
Good morning, Liz.
Dimitri, good morning.
Could I suggest a fundraising activity for the Republican Party?
What may that be?
First of all, in regards to the bathroom at the airport in Minneapolis, I think one of the ways of raising, I have about four suggestions. One way is to charge admission to the restroom.
Excellent.
Okay, the second one is to convert the restroom into a unisex restroom so that women can go in and photograph as well.
I'm digging it.
Okay, and the third fundraiser thing is that if you donate $25,000, you can use the same toilet that Senator Craig used.
Wow.
And my fourth suggestion is at the counter in front of the restroom, they'll have autographed toilet paper signed by Senator Craig.
Wow.
So,
and don't forget then for an extra, you can also have like a reality booth too. Go into the booth and have somebody sitting next to you, and you can do the foot tap dance with them.
Along that line, we could have actors, and every half hour, you could go and
see the show.
And you could see the performance.
We could get like major actors like Robert De Niro and Denzel Washington. We'd get them to play Larry Craig or the police officer.
And then to carry this a little further, you could have the toilet gold plated and sell it to that senator
The senator from what was his name? The Dukester. Duke Cunningham. Of course, you could turn it into a golden commode.
Yes. Right.
All right. Okay. Well, actually, no, you know, you can open up like a museum. You can like this museum of debauchery, okay? For the Republican Party, we could have the golden commode from the Dukester in there. We could have the page from the Madam's address book with Senator Larry Vitter's address in there and phone number in there. We could have the tape from the prostitute that was with. We could open up a museum of debauchery right there. And since the Republican convention is coming up, they can make lots of money with that.
Yes, and you know what I'm going to do personally? I don't know. Maybe you can tell me if there's a market for this. I'm going to create two bronze sculpture of two shoes touching each other.
There you go.
And
then you can miniaturize them, and people can buy them. People
can
buy
them as paperweights.
Paperweights, or they can use them as bookends. Don't just do the shoe. Just do a miniature bronze of the bathroom door, and then the two little shoes tapping underneath. Okay?
I think we could make it for.
I think we could.
Hey, and because I'm 50 years older than you are, I'm going to take the liberty of chastising you because I think you're the perpetual optimist that you think, continue to think democracy works.
Yes.
And because of that, I hope you don't mind. And I don't think democracy works, and I think the Constitution, like the President said, is just a piece of paper.
Thanks for your call.
Thank you, Liz.
Let's get rich, y'all. Let's get rich. My name is Liz Brown. This is the Wake Up Call. I'll be back. Stay with me.
Good morning, St. Louis. 30 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton. Let's take a look at this hour's traffic and your weather. Eastbound 40 from Ballast through McKnight. Look for stop-and-go traffic. Eastbound 70 from Bryan Road through 79. Look for delays. Northbound 270 from 55 through Doherty Ferry. As lane closures have been removed. It's earlier. It was north to Gravoy. But as a result, you've got a whole lot of problems down in that area, basically because of the fact that 44 traffic, as well as the lane closures, have caused delays. So expect delays from 55 all the way past 44 if you're going northbound on 270. Westbound 270 from 367 through West Forest, look for delays. Stop and go traffic there. Westbound 70 at Poplar Street Bridge through Memorial Drive. That accident, the shoulder's blocked, is at Memorial and it's causing all sorts of tie-ups on Poplar Street Bridge. Look for slowdown 64 from Powell Avenue into the 5570 split. Westbound 5570 from 64 into the Poplar Street Bridge. A whole lot of problems going on there due to all the tie-ups on the bridge at Memorial. Westbound Kingbridge is a mess from the gravel pit all the way into the landing as a result. Eastbound 44 from Lindbergh through Big Bend. Look for delays due to the northbound 70 debacle. Eastbound 44 from Soccer Park through 270. Look for slowdowns. And eastbound 44 Cass between 7th and 70. Look for a bridge closed for inspection. Northbound 270 again at Dorset through 70. Look for heavy volume due to the 70 exit lanes. And eastbound 70 from East Diversity Expressway through St. Charles Rock Road. Look for slowdowns there as well. Westbound 5570 from 203 into the 64 spot. Look for delays. And northbound 278 Clayton and Ladue. You've got all sorts of problems there as well. That is a look at your traffic. Now let's take a look at your forecast for today, tomorrow, and for Thursday. Today, mostly sunny, high around 90. This evening, partly cloudy, lows in the upper 60s for Wednesday. Partly sunny with a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms, highs in the mid-80s. Wednesday evening, mostly cloudy, chance of showers. Then becoming partly cloudy overnight with a low in the mid-60s. Thursday, partly cloudy with a high near the upper 80s. Currently, we have 65 degrees and some haze. Lambert Field is reporting 68. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning Wake Up Call is up next. We'll take another look at your News, traffic, and weather in the 8 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU, your station for the issues that matter most to you.
From A to Z, the Black Business Rolodex can meet all of your shopping needs.
Yes.
Seven Signs Masonry, 618-338-2871. Tuck 20, all brickwork, whether it's your chimney, mailbox, flower beds, barbecue pits, all your masonry needs. The best hands in the business, Seven Signs, 618-338-2871. Don't forget, always check your decks.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? Well, for free information on how to proceed, call this toll-free number.
Call 800-346-9966.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventor information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other materials of interest to new inventors. Learn how to get this free information just by calling this toll-free number.
Call 800-346-9966. That's 1-800-346-9966.
Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. So call InventHelp right now, toll-free.
Call 800-346-9966. That's 1-800-346-9966.
Prizes awarded on WGNU will be held for pickup at the radio station for 30 days. After 30 days, all items become the sole property of WGNU Radio to be disposed of at our discretion. In the case of event tickets, tickets will be held for 30 days or until the date of the event, whichever comes first. Prizes must be picked up at our studios, which are located at 265 Union Boulevard in St. Louis, unless otherwise specified.
Previously on the Lone Ranger program.
I will tell you the advice that a wise woman once gave to me for women looking for a good man. First, you find a dependable, hardworking man who's helpful around the house. Second, you find a loving man who will spoil you and take care of you and never lie to you. And third, you find a thoughtful man who can make you laugh. And most important of all, you make sure these three men never meet each other.
Great.
The Lone Ranger Show, weekdays at 5 o'clock, only on AM 920 WGNU.
Around the world,
strength, courage, and wisdom inside of all of us. That's all you got to do is look for 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. Oh, man. Man, oh, man, oh, man, oh, man, oh, man. We have so much business to tend to. 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much business to tend to. Much business to tend to. There are a number of things that I am going to be doing, and one of them I'm going to have to share with you after the fact. We have some business that we will be tending to. And I won't be able to tell you that until after the business is tended to. I am looking at all of the things that are happening with our good government. I think the story of Craig is symptomatic where the symptomatic of where this country is. Remember, that's the guy that's voting on whether or not you get health care. That's the guy that's determining whether or not this trillion-dollar war comes to an end. That's the guy that's saying what you should be allowed to do in your own bedroom. He's arguing that he should be able to do in a public stall. And that's something. Let me just say that again. This is the dude that says that he should be able to weigh in on what you do in your bedroom. But Lord, please don't challenge him about anything that he does in a public bathroom, in a men's bathroom stall. How's that for arrogant hypocrisy? Prideful ignorance. Stuck on stupid. How's that? This is a guy who will retire with the best health care that this nation has to offer, will retire with a wonderful pension fund that will never be touched. He will always have his pension fund. He could live off his pension fund for the rest of his life. As of right now, he's set. His kids are grown. He has a wonderful pension and a wonderful health care. How many of you would retire if you had that? And he gets to do that despite not giving you decent health care. He gets to do that despite not raising your wages in any kind of real, meaningful way. He gets to do that despite trashing you and your lifestyle. He gets to do that despite not having done his job. You know what? How about this? If you have not passed a single piece of legislation that impacts on our world in a better way, then you don't get your retirement fund. You don't get your health care. This guy is foul almost beyond description. And now he's fighting to make certain that he gets back in and is allowed to continue to engage in behavior, to do stuff to us that is harmful, while living his life the way he wants. You a grown man. If you want to hit on other men, go head on. But it's bigger than that. It's bigger than your ability, your desire, your interest in hitting on other men. This is about you hitting on other men and then attacking by law men who like other men. And that's some mess. That's some double stuff mess. Oh, did I tell you that he gets to retire with a great pension fund and he gets to retire with great health care? Despite how he does us, he gets that. Oh, and did I mention we pay for it? You're on the wake-up call.
I'd like to talk about Larry Craig in the form of a little song. It goes like this. I'm in the stall next to y'all. I'm tapping three times to see if you want me. I'm in the stall next to y'all. The Democrats are in charge of the House. We Republicans are in charge of the restroom. I'm in the stall next to y'all. I'm tapping three times to see if you want me. Thank you very much.
Singing debuts right here on the wake-up call. Democrats are in charge of the House, but we got the stall. Everybody's a comedian today. Everybody's a comedian. Democrats got the House, but we got the stall. Everybody's a comedian today. 1-877-920-WGNU. James.
Good morning, Liz.
Good morning.
This morning. Liz, I wanted to, the other day I was thumbing through the St. Louis Post-Dispatch to check on what the latest progress of Sherman George, and I came across an interesting article. It said the St. Louis Art Museum buys a French painting, the Degas.
How much? How much? Degas.
Degas.
How much?
$10 million. $50.
That is correct.
Now, Liz, what's interesting, they did make a point to say that it came from a number of private sources, including sales from various items from the art museum as well as the gift shop. But the interesting thing is they're in the midst of closing our schools because of the cry that there's not enough money to keep them open. It says in this community there are resources to do whatever people want to do. And one of the things that you talked about in irony, they would say, well, sir, they don't have schools in the city. Well, let them come to St. Louis Art Museum and look at our $10 million painting.
Let them eat cake.
That's right. Let them eat cake.
Let them eat cake.
And so it just goes to show so much of what you've been saying in terms of what this community, its priorities are. It just says that they do exactly what they want to do, and money is never really a question when the determination to do something in this community is there.
It's not. There's money there. There's money there.
There's money there. Thanks, Liz.
Thanks, James. 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much business to tend to. 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much business, much business. Much business to tend to. You want to email me? So simple. revolution@lizbrown.com. That's revolution@lizzbrown.com. lizzbrown.com. Get up. Get up. Get to me. And don't forget, you can also fax me at 454-6609. That's 454-6609. My name is Liz Brown. I'll be back.
Global News Update is sponsored by All Rehab and Repair, the ones who do it all. Dateline Tehran. The Iranian Foreign Ministry has criticized France for a blunt warning over the weekend. The French Foreign Minister said on Sunday that Europe must prepare for war if Iran continues to ignore international demands to stop producing nuclear fuel. Minister Bernard Kouchner did a televised interview on Sunday where he said that nations should consider sanctions outside the framework of the United Nations and added, "We must prepare ourselves for the worst." A spokesman for Iran's foreign ministry said that he hopes those statements do not reflect France's realistic and strategic points of view. Members of the European Union have been negotiating with Tehran over its nuclear program, which Iranian officials insist is aimed at producing civilian electric power. This WGNU Global News Update is sponsored by All Rehab and Repair, the ones who do it all.
If you're looking for the right contractor, All Rehab and Repair is all you need. For all rehab work and all repair work, call 314-645-9393. Basement remodeling, siding, porches, decks, kitchen and bath remodeling and repair. All the chores you can't or don't want to do yourself. What are you waiting for? Call for a free estimate. 314-645-9393. Small or large, home or office, call the ones who do it all. All Rehab and Repair. 314-645-9393. Visit them online at allrehabrepair.com. Major credit cards accepted.
Summertime and the living is easy, right? Not if you don't get your family reunion t-shirts done on time. Here's a tip. Call Robert Guy and Associates, 421-3200. They specialize in family reunion t-shirts and softball team t-shirts. In fact, Robert Guy and Associates will put together fabulous t-shirts for all occasions. Here's the address. 2006 Salisbury. The number is 421-3200. Robert Guy and Associates, your t-shirt specialist. And check this out. If you mention you heard this on the Liz Brown Show, you'll get 10% off. It doesn't get any better. 421-3200. Robert Guy and Associates.
This is Dr. Laura Schlesinger. Join me weekday afternoons from 2 to 4 on AM 920. WGNU discusses the issues that matter most to you every day. And if you have a relationship problem with a friend, coworker, or family member, it really matters to me. So call me at 1-800-DR-LAURA. That's 1-800-DR-LAURA. DRLAURA. Tune in every Monday through Friday afternoon from 2 until 4 and take on the day with me, Dr. Laura, on AM 920 WGNU.
The struggle for fairness on the award-winning Wake Up Call with Liz Brown.
Well, I think I'm going out of my head. Yes, I think I'm going out of my head. For you.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the Wake Up Call. And I want to give you an opportunity, folks, an opportunity here, an all-American deal. This is a book that dozens and dozens and dozens and dozens of publishers said no to. Why do you think they said no to this book? I can give you an idea. This is a book that talks about the United States government paying for people of African descent who want to go back to Africa, paying for that. This is a book that includes a multinational corporation, how it will kill for a successful bid. How about an infrastructure, trillion-dollar infrastructure in Africa? Huh. All of this and so much more. This book is available in bookstores. It's been self-published. A new publishing company has published this book, An All-American Deal by Bruce Petty. You can get this book. Yes, you can. Even though they don't want you to have it, you can get it, and you can get it at the Knowledge Center. You can get it at Left Bank Books. You can get it at the NOI Information Center. You can get it at Ujamaa. You need to get this book, An All-American Deal by Bruce Petty, 73 years old, has written this book, and you need to get it because they sure don't want you to see it. Also, I want to, I want to have some fun. Let's have some fun, okay? Let's go out here and let's have some fun. Check this out. 1800 Tequila and Nkosi Design Studio are inviting you on September 27th, that's next Thursday, to The Loft. Why? Because The Loft is going to be transformed into Casino Royale. That's right. And also, the entertainment doesn't get any better than this. Grammy-nominated Carl Thomas, R&B. He's going to be crooning and giving us all kinds of wonderful entertainment Thursday night, September 27th at 9 o'clock, Casino Royale. You want a ticket for this event? Here's what you call. Here's who you call. 534-1111. You call MetroTix at 534-1111. Let me just put it this way, FIRE. Firefighters Institute for Racial Equality, they will be honored for their commitment and their service within our community, and a formal check will be presented to FIRE's charitable fund. So, come on. It's all good. It's all good on every single level. Let's go have some fun. We've done some wonderful things out here, but I want to kick it. Thursday, September 27th at 9 o'clock at The Loft, 3112 Olive. For additional information, you can call Kevin Bryant at 361-3984, 361-3984. Tickets, 534-1111. Get your ticket. Come on down to Casino Royale Night at The Loft. A benefit for FIRE featuring musical guest Carl Thomas. This is presented by 1800 Tequila and Nkosi Design Studio. My name is Liz Brown. You better be there because I'm going to be looking for you next Thursday night. Again, for more additional information, 361-3984, 361-3984. Ask for Kevin Bryant. My name is Liz Brown. This is the Wake Up Call. Let's do that. Kaleem.
Yes. In yesterday's paper, there was an editorial by Paul Krogman, and it tells about the Bush's cronies oil deal. They know when the war is lost. And for all of these rich white people out here who are thinking that the war was for the protection of America, it was for going to get that oil. And it was talking about Ray Hunt, the chief executive of President of Hunt Oil, who is a close political ally of Bush and a member of the President's Foreign Intelligence Advisory Board, the Kurds signed a deal with the Hunt Oil Company in Dallas. So we know that war is lost and why the U.S. is in and Bush is in Iraq to get the oil.
And we also know that they're not going to let that stuff happen. The Iraqi folks are not, it's not going to happen. The deal's not going to go through. It is not going to go through.
Well, we hope they stand up and stand for their rights.
That's fact. Thanks for your call.
Sure.
1-877-920-WGNU. Forrest.
Yes, Liz. How you doing, my sister?
I'm outstanding.
I need some very valuable information from you. Two questions. First, I need to know your observation of Barack Obama and of Hillary Clinton. And in your opinion, who would be the best for us?
I don't think that either one of them would be the best for us.
Okay.
I don't think that either one of them. They're not demonstrating to me. Here's the thing. I really do. I understand that I believe that there is no difference in terms of experience that both of them bring to the table. It's not. There's no difference in the experience that Hillary brings to the table and that Barack Obama brings to the table. That's not my issue. My issue is that they have an agenda that is really driven by individuals, groups, and money that don't have anything to do with us. You know, Barack Obama takes great pride, and as he should, I take pride in the fact that I said that the Iraq war was wrong from the beginning. I dig how you take pride in that, but here's my observation. If you knew that then, which one is worse? Hillary Clinton never saying the war was wrong until she really started running for office, or Barack Obama saying the war was wrong in the beginning, but then continuing to vote to fund it?
I agree.
I mean, which one is worse? I think that they're both equally problematic and speak to the calculation. I don't see, I don't mind evolution. I don't mind people evolving into their political way of seeing things. But I do have a problem with political calculation. And I also have a problem with, there was one thing that Barack Obama said that I found particularly repugnant and problematic about black folks. He was running late he was at the Black Journalists event down in Vegas, and he was late for his speech. And he made some comment to the effect of, well, you know, they say I'm not black enough. Here I am. I'm late for this event, so you know I'm black enough. Oh, that's horrible.
That was true.
That's horrible. That's horrible.
I agree.
You know, so I don't think that's funny. I don't think that's funny at all, and I think it speaks to something else that is problematic. And I want to know, what is your agenda that articulates, prioritizes, and delivers for the African community? Because many people in the African community have wrapped their collective arms around you, have given you their collective heart, believe in you because they see you as an educated man of African descent. And they trust that you have an agenda about us. Some folks trust so much that they say, well, he's not going to tell it because he really can't tell it till he gets in there. Then he can do it. I've lived too long to know that that's not how it works for most people. And I haven't seen anything I haven't seen anything in his legislation that shows that that's what's going to be the case.
Very good.
All right.
I agree with you.
And Hillary Clinton said, said to black folks, you know, I'm in an interracial marriage.
Now that was insulting.
That's huge. My dad, I insulted my dad. Insulted mine. My dad's and my father's an African man. My brothers are African men.
And Liz,
men who I love are African men. So you know, that's an insult.
And she also doesn't feel that African Americans are just like the Japanese or the Jews. She don't feel that we should receive any reparations.
Well, neither does Barack.
Barack either?
Not. I think that there is no entitlement to it. There you go.
Okay, well, all right. Thank you very much, and I appreciate it, my sister.
Take care of yourself. Sheila.
Yes, good morning, Ms. Brown.
Good morning.
I wanted to know if you had any information more on Alan Greenspan's statements? Or
I have not read his book. Okay. Alan Greenspan has recently published a book, and so right now he's doing a book tour. Mm-hmm. So I only know what others have said that he wrote in his book.
Okay.
So I don't know the complete context of the things that he's saying. I only know of the excerpts that have been printed about his book. I haven't had a chance to read it.
Yeah, I've checked all the websites of mm-hmm. the news and the television stations on cable, and all I have is O.J. and a man getting his arm bitten off by an alligator.
O.J., I'm telling you, O.J. is going to captivate the news. And you know what? Here's my prediction. O.J. going to jail.
Oh, yeah.
O.J. going to jail.
Because they want to keep him for crimes from 13 years ago.
There you go. O.J.
So they're still trying to get him for that. So, you know, I know that back in 94, I was in the police academy. And all the police officers were after him. Go, get O.J., get O.J. So there's still a lot of burning sensation for O.J.
And wouldn't it be
nice?
And
we're talking about 13 years.
I know. Wouldn't it be nice to have a burning sensation about, I don't know, who's stealing cars,
you know,
all of that, all the other stuff that would make our lives better.
It would.
You know.
It would.
Thanks for your call. Wouldn't it be nice if we had a burning sensation to get rid of George W. Bush? My name is Liz Brown. 13 years later. Race rage is a mug. My name is Liz Brown. Stay with me.
Nobody is going to give it to you. You were born with power.
Some very sad news for all of you, the people who love peace all over the world. Martin Luther King was shot and was killed tonight in Memphis.
For the issues that matter most, it's AM 920 WGNU, Granite City, St. Louis.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Karen Chase. O.J. Simpson's lawyers are going to court in Las Vegas today for a probable cause hearing, but his bail hearing isn't until tomorrow, and the judge has said Simpson poses a flight risk. Meanwhile, new details are emerging about the alleged armed robbery Simpson is accused of involvement in. ABC's Jim Avila says witnesses claim that Simpson was calm right up until entering the hotel room in question.
When they got inside, everything changed radically, that Simpson's demeanor changed, that he was no longer calm. That Riccio says that demeanor was obvious when, from the audio tapes that he recorded, that Simpson went crazy, according to him, that things got crazy and guns started to come out. And although O.J. Simpson was not the person carrying the gun, that Simpson was definitely in charge on the day of that raid.
Simpson has denied any wrongdoing. All eyes will be on Washington today, where Fed policymakers are meeting, and many expect them to lower interest rates. ABC's Jim Hickey tells us how it might affect you.
Here's to your new home.
Cheers.
Whether it is buying a house.
I love that house.
Wrestling with mortgage payments.
Your adjustable mortgage rate will keep rising.
Or paying off credit cards.
Using your credit card wisely.
A quarter point difference in interest rates can mean a lot to you.
One manageable monthly payment.
Fed Chairman Ben Bernanke has said he is ready to act as needed to shore up the economy. Many financial experts say it is needed now.
Low interest rates.
Jim Hickey, ABC News.
The president's choice for attorney general is expected to meet and greet lawmakers on Capitol Hill today as he courts confirmation support. ABC's Ann Compton has that story.
Former Judge Michael Mukasey begins courtesy calls on Capitol Hill with senators who will have to vote on his confirmation as attorney general. The White House is asking for that vote within 3 weeks.
And weight training, it turns out, works just as well as aerobic exercise like running or biking when it comes to helping diabetics control their blood sugar levels. Canadian researchers dispelled the doubts that some had about weight training. This is ABC News.
Hi,
Mom, what's all this?
I got you a cell phone, the Coop from Verizon Wireless. Check it out. It's got a big keypad, easy-to-read screen, plus dedicated buttons for emergency contacts. It's everything you need and nothing you don't.
Great. What's with the 4 zillion people?
Oh, that's the network. They come with it.
Hi.
Good to meet you.
Hey, how you doing?
Good afternoon.
Welcome.
Hola.
Say hello to the Coop, backed by the Good Housekeeping Seal, exclusively from Verizon Wireless, America's most reliable wireless network.
Pep Boys, Jack speaking.
Yes, I need new tires.
Well, when you buy 3 tires at Pep Boys, the 4th tire's free.
Oh, you don't have to do that.
But, ma'am, it's free.
Buy 3 tires at Pep Boys, and the 4th one's free after mail-in rebate. Any brand, any size, for any vehicle. Must include tire installation package. Some restrictions apply.
Free at Pep Boys.
Plus, for a limited time at Pep Boys, get a check engine light diagnostic test free with any repair service. Thank you for shopping at Pep Boys.
Anonymity on the internet was a contributing factor in one Bosnian couple's divorce.
If you like pina coladas,
you might just relate to this story. A Bosnian couple getting a divorce after catching each other cheating with each other online. Adnan and Sana were feeling a bit bored and so, using fake names, vented over their spouses in an online chat room. So well did their conversations go, they decided to meet in person, each to carry a red rose to help them recognize each other. And they did. So much for making love at midnight and sipping champagne. Unlike in the song, this couple decided to split. Linda Alban, ABC News, London. 1 out of every 3 men doesn't wash his hands after using the restroom. That's down from 1 out of 4 2 years ago. Only 12% of women fail to wash up. However, women are doing better according to a new survey. Their percentage increased from 10% to 12%. Overall, there's a lot of lying going on. 92% of both genders say they always wash up after. I'm Karen Chase, ABC News.
Now, the local report from the WGNU newsroom.
Good morning, St. Louis. This is Patrick Brandsmeyer with your WGNU news update for the 8 o'clock hour. In the news this Tuesday, an area teenager has been found guilty of second-degree murder. The unidentified 13-year-old was accused of fatally stabbing 13-year-old Alexis Pertley in July. The judge's ruling was based on the recommendation of a juvenile officer. The boy was just 12 years old at the time he was accused of the killing. He will remain confined to a Division of Youth Services facility until he turns 18. A St. Charles woman has admitted to exposing a former boyfriend to the HIV virus. 27-year-old Angela Harris pleaded guilty yesterday to 2 counts of knowingly and recklessly risking infection of another person with HIV. Prosecutors agreed to drop a 3rd charge, but have recommended concurrent prison terms of 10 years on each of the other counts. Police reported at the time of Harris's arrest that she might have had as many as 100 sex partners. Finally this hour, Mark Mulder may not pitch for the remainder of the season. The Cardinals starter alerted the team's training staff to discomfort in his surgically repaired left shoulder on Sunday. Mulder had been activated from the disabled list earlier this month after making rehab appearances at Palm Beach and Memphis. Mulder had not complained of pain during his rehab starts or his 3 starts since returning to the major leagues. However, he said on Sunday that he was experiencing fatigue after the first inning of his start. The team says it will sideline Mulder if the examination reveals any complication. That's your look at local news for the 8 o'clock hour. I'm Patrick Brandsmeyer, bringing you the news that matters most to you.
Good morning, St. Louis. 6 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton. Let's take a quick look at your traffic and weather. Eastbound 70 is stop and go from Bryan Road through 70 or through Mid Rivers Mall Drive. Northbound 270 at Tesson Ferry through Doherty Ferry. Look for delays due to the 44-270 exchange slowdowns. Westbound 270 from 367 in the Graham Hanley. Look for a vehicle on fire at Lindbergh. There's an accident at Graham Hanley that's been cleared, and it's also causing some delays, so look for pockets of stop-and-go traffic throughout. Eastbound 40 is stop-and-go from Bowles through McKnight, and then again from Brentwood through Big Bend. As there's an accident at Big Bend, look for delays. Southbound 270 from St. Charles Rock Road into 70, look for an accident. Left lane's blocked. That's at 70. Look for delays. Westbound 40 at 170. That exit ramp is closed. Southbound 270 at 70 and Page. Look for slow traffic. Northbound 270 between Manchester and Page. look for delays there as well. West eastbound 44 from 141 through 270, look for slow traffic. Northbound 55 from 4500 South Broadway into 44, look for delays. Westbound Kingbridge traffic is slow from the Illinois Bank in the landing. Westbound 5570 is slow from 64 all the way into the Poplar Street Bridge, especially left-hand lanes. Eastbound 70 from 270 in St. Charles Rock Road, look for pockets of slow traffic. Cass is closed between 7th and 70. Look for that bridge to be closed due to inspections. Westbound 5570 from 203 to 64. Look for delays. Very heavy volume there. Northbound 270 from Dorset into 70. Look for slowdowns in the 70 exit lanes. There's your traffic. Now let's take a look at your forecast for today, tomorrow, and Thursday. Mostly sunny today, high around 90. This evening, partly cloudy with a low in the upper 60s. Wednesday, partly sunny. Chance of showers, high in the mid-80s. Wednesday evening, mostly cloudy, becoming partly cloudy overnight with a low in the mid-60s. And Thursday, partly cloudy, highs in the upper 80s. Currently, we have 66 degrees and cloudy skies. Lambert Fields reporting 70. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning Wake Up Call. It's up next. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU, your station for the issues that matter most to you.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air.
It is time for us to use our power. Please do not beg folks for power. Nobody is going to give it to you. You were born with power.
Very sad news for all of you and people who love peace all over the world. Martin Luther King was shot and was killed tonight in Memphis. I will never say that progress is being made. If you stick a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. If you pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound that's below me.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brothers, how can this end?
But the hard truth is that not everyone is sharing in this city's splendor and glory. There are more poor than ever, more families in trouble, more and more people who need help but can't find it. Struggle against the common enemies of man, tyranny, poverty, disease, and war itself.
We believe that all men are created equal, yet many are denied equal
treatment. So we say to all in this nation who dare listen to us, black, white, Jew, Gentile, Asian, Latino, that we are brothers and sisters in a long and difficult struggle.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Call. Say my name. My name is Liz Brown. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much, much, much to talk about. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. And if you want to email me, do that at revolution@lizbrown.com. That's LIZZBrown.com. Any kind of, every kind of, all kinds of ways. Get up, get to me. Because we have serious business, serious business that we need to attend to 1-877-920-WGNU. That is the phone number. Where do we go from here, y'all? Where do we go from here? There are so many issues out there that are percolating through our worldview, our understandings. I think that there will be much discussion about the 13-year-old boy who killed a 13-year-old girl, stabbed her. And the police contributed to her death by not getting her to the hospital. Is she dead because of him? Is she dead because of them? And he's not going to be tried as an adult. He's going to be in juvenile court. And I guess that there will be discussion out there about whether or not he should be tried as an adult. And here's my belief. That beautiful little baby girl, 13 years old, 13, is gone. She was here for half a minute, not even half a minute, for a second. And where are we? What are we as a society? When we say that there's no distinction between adults and juveniles, we're not better off. I don't see how that gets us to. I'm not clear how that. I don't understand how that would get us to any place that is positive. There are some kids that do bad things. There's no question about that. This was one of those bad things. But we have an adult criminal justice system, an adult prison system that doesn't work. Explain to me why we would have to put a child into that adult system. Because remember, all of this is choice. What we do as a society after the fact is choice. We can choose to put a child in an adult system. We can choose not to. We can choose to provide services to fix damaged people. We can choose not to. Those are all choices that we get to make as a society. We could say it's not a crime. If they're both under the age of 21, it's not a crime. It's something else. We can choose to do that. So given that understanding, given that awareness about what it means to live in a society, those are choices that the societies get to make. There are some societies that would not put that baby in jail at all, but would get him to a treatment center and try and fix him. I don't understand how we are better as a society by putting that child, that 13-year-old baby, in an adult prison. We live in a world that's so obsessed with punishment. But we don't have any compassion. Not any real compassion. Our most familiar instinct for many folks in this country is punish. Not compassion. Stay with me. My name is Liz Brown. This is a wake-up call. I'll be back with you.
For the past several years, you've heard WGNU's community calendar of events going on in and around the area.
Ever wonder where the information comes from? The majority of it comes from our listening audience. If your nonprofit organization would like help promoting its events and ongoing operations free of charge, send all necessary information to calendar@WGNU.net. Please send the correspondence 2 weeks prior to any events. WGNU reserves the right to edit or reject submissions for reasons of time and content.
From A to Z, the Black Business Rolodex can meet all of your shopping needs.
Yes.
Seven Signs Masonry, 618-338-2871. Tuck Pointy, all brickwork, whether it's your chimney, mailbox, flower beds, barbecue pits, all your masonry needs. The best hands in the business, Seven Signs, 618-338-2871. Don't forget, always check your decks.
Time Life presents the complete 10 CD Classic Soul Ballads Collection. 144 sensual ballads. Luther Vandross, Al Green, Barry White, Aretha Franklin.
Just to be close to you.
And now, for the first time ever, you can check out the entire 10 CD collection for 30 days for just $9.95. But wait, when you order with your credit card, you'll get free shipping and handling. That's a savings of nearly $13. So order with your credit card, and for just $9.95, you can enjoy all 10 CDs of classic soul ballads in your home. And we'll ship it to you free. If it's not the best collection you've ever heard, send it back and owe nothing more.
Call 1-800-313-6969. That's 1-800-313-6969. 1-800-313-6969.
The Missouri Botanical Garden is seeking knowledgeable gardeners to volunteer their time and talents at the Kemper Center for Home Gardening. Whether a current or retired professional horticulturalist, master gardener, or experienced amateur gardener, you can put your expertise to work as a plant doctor. Shifts are available at the plant doctor desk inside the Kemper Center. Daily shifts are available Monday through Saturday from 10 to 3. For more information, call 314-577-5187. News to gardeners from Radio Free St. Louis.
For the issues that matter most to you, of course, it's AM 920 WGNU. This is Dr. Laura Schlesinger. Join me from 2 to 4 every weekday afternoon. Dial 1-800-DR-LAURA.
Anywhere in the world at WGNU.net. The award-winning wake-up call with Liz Brown.
Welcome back to the wake-up call. My name is Liz Brown. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much, much, much business to tend to. 1-877-920-WGNU. Get to me. Bill Clinton has written a new book. It's called Giving: How Each of Us Can Change the World. That'll make you want to just, you know what, when wealthy people write books about how important it is to give, I'm more impressed when I see some 80-year-old woman who doesn't have a nickel to rub together find some way to give some money. When wealthy people scratch the top of their money to give, I got to look at it harder. So I'm reading a review of the book because I haven't had a chance to read it yet. And he's going to give a portion of the book's income to charity, a portion of it. Here you are. You're a man that has enough money to live on for the rest of his life. your daughter's inheritance is well established. You write a book, and you wrote it, right? It wasn't like you made up, you put together a car where you couldn't do it all yourself and you had to pay other people to forge the steel, mold the parts. You wrote a book. It came out of your head. There weren't any other objects involved. There weren't any other parts that needed to be assembled. You put together a book. You gave it to a publisher. The publisher going to get their cut. They're going to get their profit. They're going to get paid for the printing cost. They're going to get paid for the binding cost. They're going to get paid for the cover design. They're going to get paid. Every book that sells, that book makes a profit and it goes to the company that's published it, printed it, designed it. So you write it. I mean, does anybody else feel or see the irony in that, you're writing a book about giving, how each of us can change the world, but you're not, and you're a multimillionaire, and your wife is a multimillionaire, and your daughter has a multimillionaire's legacy. She'll be fine too, and so will the generation after her. You're writing a book about giving, and you're only giving a portion of it. Why aren't you giving all the money to charity? You don't need it. I mean, after all, it's not a book about how to build a bridge. It's a book about charity, and you're not giving all the proceeds to charity. Ain't that some double stuffed stuff? I'm just saying. How are you going to write a book about charity and only give a portion of the proceeds, and you're a millionaire, a multimillionaire, and you're not giving the money, all of it, to charity? Well, there's a book, there is a reviewer who reviewed this book. And he writes that the book is filled with a lot of vapid, feel-good stories about ordinary and wealthy Americans setting out to make the world a better place. Clinton's call for charity is the equivalent of a well-scrubbed prep school student spending a day in a soup kitchen, doling out food to people whose jobs were outsourced by his mama and daddy. Let's just resonate on that line just for a second. The reason why we need so much charity today, no, not the, but a reason why we need so much charity today, it's because there's so few jobs in America. There were people, and I had them on my show, talking about how this subprime lending was wrong, morally wrong. And their cries were ignored. We asked for legislation years ago about subprime lending. And now subprime lending is getting ready to take us all down. And where does the help come? For whom is the help directed? The people that were ripping you off in the first place. Ain't that some double stuffed stuff? So you want to help the dudes that took advantage of everybody with this subprime lending. They're going to get bailed out, but not the people that were the victims. The robber is going to get helped out, but not his victim. Bill Clinton's book, Giving, How Each of Us Can Change the World. The book's $29.95. Proceed goes to charity. The rest go in my pocket. Huh? 1-877-920. Huh? WGNU, you need to get up. You need to get to me. You know what? I think y'all need a break. I think y'all need to go to get, you know what? Take some time today. Get on over to Archie's All-American Cafe right there in the Loop, 6277 Del Mar. They have your Chicago dog, your Chili dog, your St. Louis dog, your Crowd dog, your Reuben dog, your Pizza dog, your Cheese dog, your Tilly Cheese dog, your Hawaiian dog, Archie's All-American Hot Dog. Get on over to Archie's right there in the Loop. They have beef dogs, soy dogs, and turkey dogs. All of them are outstanding. Get on over to Archie's. They have breakfast served all day long. Archie's right there in the Loop, 6277 Del Mar. And don't forget on Friday, that's Fish Friday at Archie's, starting at 5 o'clock to midnight. Archie's All-American Cafe. I know you need a break. Get on over to Archie's today. Take your break. Take your break, because there's a lot of stuff going on out here. My name is Liz Brown. This is the Wake Up Call. Taking a break. Stay with me.
Good morning, St. Louis. 28 minutes after the hour of 6 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton. Let's take a quick look at your traffic and weather. Northbound 270 at Teson Ferry through Doherty Ferry. Look for stop-and-go traffic. Westbound 270 between 367 and Graham Hanley. Look for a vehicle on fire at Lindbergh. An accident at Graham Hanley has been cleared, but look for all sorts of delays. Eastbound 40 between Ballas and McKnight. Look for stop-and-go traffic. Eastbound 40 between Brentwood and Big Bend. Look for an accident at Big Bend. Look for stop-and-go traffic as a result. Southbound 270 between St. Charles Rock Road and 70, look for an accident. Left lane's blocked. It's at 70. Look for delays. Westbound 70 between Cave Springs and 370, there's an accident. It's been cleared. Look for slow traffic as a result. Northbound 270 at Manchester all the way into Page. Look for delays. Westbound Kingbridge traffic from the Illinois Bank into the landing. Look for slowdowns. Northbound 55 from 4500 South Broadway into 44. Look for slowdowns there as well. Eastbound 40. Eastbound 44 from 141 all the way into 270. Look for a whole lot of slowdowns there. Eastbound 70 from 270 into St. Charles Rock Road. Look for slowdowns. Cass at 7th Street and 70. Look for that bridge is closed due to inspection. And northbound 270 from Dorset 370. Look for heavy volume in the 70 exit lanes. That is a look at your traffic. Now let's take a look at your forecast for today, tomorrow, and for Thursday. For today, mostly sunny, high around 90. For this evening, partly cloudy skies, low in the upper 60s. Wednesday, partly sunny, chance of showers, high in the mid-80s. Wednesday evening, mostly cloudy, becoming partly cloudy overnight with a low in the mid-60s. And Thursday, partly cloudy with a high in the upper 80s. Currently, we have 68 degrees and some haze. Lambert Field is reporting 70 degrees. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning Wake Up Call is up next. We'll take another look at your news, traffic, and weather in the 9 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU. Liz Brown is on the way.
This is Decent Guy Don, the original conspiracy hunter. You know, the guy that keeps you up to date on all the good guys and the bad guys out of the Council of Foreign Relations, the Bilderbergers, the Illuminati crowd, and assorted other characters who are squeezing the life out of our great American country. Tune in every evening to hear the thunderous crash as I pull the linchpin from the foundations of the House of the New World Order as it crashes down. At 7 p.m. Monday through Friday with the conspiracy hunter right here at WGNU 920 a.m.
Summertime, and the living is easy, right? Not if you don't get your family reunion t-shirts done on time. Here's a tip. Call Robert Guy and Associates, 421-3200. They specialize in family reunion t-shirts and softball team t-shirts. In fact, Robert Guy and Associates will put together fabulous t-shirts for all occasions. Here's the address. 2006 Salisbury. The number is 421-3200.
3200. Robert Guy and Associates, your T-shirt specialist. And check this out. If you mention you heard this on the Liz Brown Show, you'll get 10% off. It doesn't get any better. 421-3200. Robert Guy and Associates.
Previously on the Lone Ranger program.
How come we don't call the government nuts? Because they have sometimes outlandish conspiracy stories. When the government does it, apparently it's okay, but when anybody else does it, then it's wacky. Speaking of that, how come Hillary wasn't called a nutcase for her vast right-wing conspiracy theory that allegedly explained the Monica Lewinsky affair, and nobody ever called her a conspiracy nut? Which is exactly what should have happened. Should have been laughed off the Today Show.
For the smartest talk on radio, it's the Sloan Ranger Show. Weekdays at 5 o'clock. Only on AM 920 WGNU. It's the information you need to know about but can't find anywhere else on the dial. The award-winning wake-up call with Liz Brown.
Rise up, oh. Rise up, oh. Everybody gotta rise up. Come follow me, rise up, oh. Rise up, oh. It's the mass, I've got to rise up. You got to rise up, oh. Rise up, oh. Everybody gotta rise up. Yeah, you gotta rise up, oh. Rise up, oh.
Welcome back to the wake-up call. Say my name. My name is Liz Brown. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much business, much business, much business to tend to. 1-877-920-WGNU. You're on the wake-up call.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you this morning,
Liz? I'm very good, Lois. How are you?
I'm fine. But I want to report to all of the retirees that Al Katzenberger, my candidate, did not win the election. He did not get the highest number of votes, so we have submitted challenges to the election commissioner. We feel that there was unethical behavior. We feel that there were irregularities, and we have based all of our challenges on the state statutes, which say how an election has to be run and what the result will be. Now, the man who is the executive director of the retirement system has said that he is going to contact the winner and have her go down to the circuit clerk's office and be sworn in. Well, she can't be sworn in until my term is up, and my term is not up until September the 30th. So we have submitted our challenges, and I'm going to keep everybody who is retired apprised of what kind of results come out of the challenges that we have made. Now, Al and I aren't the only two people who've made challenges. There are about 10 other people who have made challenges, and the challenges must be answered by the election judge, the executive director, and the council, who must select a disinterested party to read the challenges and then report to us. So I'll keep you informed, and thank you for letting me have this opportunity to say that.
Thank you. Thank you. Take care. 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much business to tend to. And if you need your carpet cleaned, I know you do. I know you need some upholstery cleaned. Let me let you in on a secret. A wonderful, wonderful professional carpet and upholstery cleaner, Russell's Professional Carpet and Upholstery Cleaning. Here's the number, 315-7075, 315-7075, Russell's Professional Carpet and Upholstery Cleaning. give him a call. He's an expert. He's had decades of experience, wonderful equipment, wonderful job, wonderful way of doing it. You know what? You need it done. You need it done right. I've had people call me and tell me that there were spots that they had on their carpet that nobody could remove. They couldn't remove. Other folks couldn't remove. But when they called Russell's Professional Carpet and Upholstery Cleaning, the spots be gone. The spots be gone. Because Russell's, he specializes in spot removal. So here's the number, 315-7075, 315-7075, Russell's Professional Carpet and Upholstery Cleaning, three rooms, three standard size rooms, and a hallway, $39.95, a couch and a love seat, $85. Listen, you need to call Russell's Professional Carpet and Upholstery Cleaning, get it done right. Get it done by an expert. Get it done so that you don't have to have it done again. Get rid of those spots by calling Russell's Professional Carpet and Upholstery Cleaning, 315-7075. And I know that there is someone out there that has needs, have health needs. We're all, you know, many of us are challenged with health issues. And we need supplies, medical supplies, to get those health issues addressed. Who are you going to call? Speedy Medical Supply. Sales, rentals, and repairs. Here's the number, 361-0014, 361-0014. Speedy Medical Supply. Service, where service is a pleasure. Wheelchairs, personal care items, self-diagnostic devices. You need oxygen tanks. You need walkers. You need any of these types of medical supplies. All you have to do is pick up the phone, because they have a 24-hour emergency service. Speedy Medical Supplies, sales, rentals, and repairs. 361-0014, 361-0014. Speedy Medical Supply, where service is a pleasure. Speedy Medical Supply, give them a call. 361-0014. My name is Liz Brown. This is the wake-up call. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much business to tend to. 1-877-920-WGNU. Get up. Get up, get to me. And don't forget, on the 27th of September, that's a week from Thursday, we're going to have fun. We're going to kick it. We're going to do a little party. We're going to join 1800 Tequila, or as I called it when I was in my day, Tequila, 1800 Tequila, and in Cozy Design Studio. That's in Cozy Design Studio. They're bringing us Casino Royale, a benefit for fire, featuring musical guests. Are you ready? Carl Thomas. Carl Thomas is a Grammy-nominated R&B sensation. We're going to have fun on Thursday, September 27th at 9 o'clock at The Loft. You will have the experience of networking, dancing, gaming, because The Loft is going to be turned into Casino Royale. Look, this is going to be a wonderful night. This is going to be a fun night. Let's go have some fun. We've all worked hard. We've all weighed in. And one of the things that we don't do enough of is we don't go out and we have some fun. A little celebrating after all of our hard work. Well, now's the opportunity. You can call MetroTix for your tickets. 534-1111, 534-1111. Call MetroTix, get your tickets, and then come on out to Casino Night, Casino Royale Night, at The Loft at 3112 Olive, September 27th, 9 o'clock. This is a benefit for fire featuring musical guest Carl Thomas, being brought to you by 1800 Tequila and In Cozy Design Studio. The number for In Cozy, if you have a question, if you need some more details, call Kevin Bryant at 361-3984, 361-3984. I'm going to see you. I'm going to be looking for you on Thursday night at 9 o'clock, September 27th at The Loft, when there is a Casino Royale benefit for fire featuring musical guest, Grammy-nominated R&B artist Carl Thomas. My name is Liz Brown. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much, 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 much Did I say much? I know I meant much, 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 much to talk about.
Whose show?
Liz Brown's show. Liz Brown's show. 1-877-920-WGNU. You're on the wake-up call.
Good morning again, Liz.
Yes, Dimitri.
I want to attack the tax-supported sacred cow in St. Louis that no one has ever done, and that is the City Art Mausoleum. And I call it a mausoleum because it's a repository for dead art by dead artists. I want to talk about their funding and their books, which have never been audited. For instance, they based their millions, I think last time I looked at it, was $6 million they received from the National Endowment for the Arts, and that's matching funds. And the way that's based is that they turn in a report saying that they received so much in donation and so much in pledges. Well, I've heard that people can call in and say, I'm going to donate $100,000 to the museum. Well, they take that pledge and they present it to the National Endowment for the Arts, and they, without question, will give a matching fund of $100,000 to the museum.
Dimitri, do you believe that? I mean, I would have to see that. I really would have to see
okay,
that.
Okay, I did. I went to the museum. And I asked about that, and I asked to see the books, and I wasn't allowed to see the books.
But that doesn't mean that it is the way that you say that it is. I mean, I would have to, I find it, you know, I mean, I wouldn't be totally shocked, but that just seems too easy, because then I can open up a museum, and I can say I have $100,000 in pledges, and I can get matching funds. It can't be that easy. I would need to see it.
I know it sounds incredulous, but an audit has never been done on a museum.
But who has the authority to do an audit of a private museum?
It's not private, it's public, because it's supported by St. Louis tax money.
Well, I think that there's not a museum in the state that is not supported in some way by tax money. I can't think of a single one. I know the Forest Park gets tax money. So are we entitled to walk into Forest Park Museum and ask to see their books?
Well, certainly.
Here's what I would ask. Have you ever done it to Forest Park Museum? Asked to see their books?
Yes, I did, and I wasn't allowed to.
At Forest Park either?
No, at the City Art Museum, because that's where my interest is.
Okay.
And the other thing I want, I know it sounds incredulous, but it is true, Liz. I wouldn't say it on the air.
I understand. I guess what I'm saying, Dimitri, is I would just really need to see the proof that all you have to do is say, I got $100,000 in pledge money, and the federal government gives you $100,000 in matching fund. I would just have to see. I would have to see that.
Okay.
For real.
And when you see it, will you announce it on the radio?
Absolutely.
And the other thing I wanted to say is, this Degas that they bought, I question whether there's the public has ever been shown proof that it's an original and that the $9 million didn't go for a fraud. Because Yeah, and the other thing is that when Iraq was invaded, the first thing they did was loot the museums, and a lot of the art collection from the national museums were taken. And now the market is being, the market here in this country is receiving suddenly paintings that were never available before.
I really would like to see the process of that, because how do you validate that? Because there are a lot of stories out there about people getting stolen stuff, and that's an interesting observation. That's an interesting observation, Dimitri.
Okay.
That really is. Thanks for your call.
Yeah, thank you, Liz.
All right, you take care. Listen, folks, this is Liz Brown, the wake-up call. I'll be back after this. Please stay with me.
At somebody who's big boned and think that's just a euphemism for Twinkie enriched? Are you sick of the idea that we can go to war in Serbia and bomb the crud out of them, but we should stay out of Iraq? If the whole entire pop culture thing, Britney Spears, Super Bowl commercials, and all that stuff gets on your nerves, well, guess what? It gets on mine, too. So if you want someone to listen and understand, listen to me, Brett Rosen, every Tuesday, 10 a.m. on WGNU, 920 a.m.
People, have you heard about Golden Grocer Natural Market? It's locally owned and operated for over 30 years and serving and meeting your health needs by ensuring the best quality and selection in vitamin supplements and organic groceries. Golden Grocer Natural Market has the largest loose herb selection around. You can also get your grains and natural beauty items as well. Their staff is friendly, knowledgeable, and committed to helping you on your journey to improved and enhanced health. Golden Grocer believes that the healthiest goal is achieving balance in every area of your life. So, live your life like it's golden, and let Golden Grocer help you along the way. Golden Grocer, Natural Market, 335 North Euclid, right there in the Central West End. Open 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., Monday through Saturday, and Sunday 12 to 5. Golden Grocer, 367-0405. That's 367-0405.
Recently in St. Louis, some changes were made in healthcare providers, and we at ConnectCare want you to know that sometimes change can be good. ConnectCare, still connected to the community. ConnectCare is now your specialty care clinic hub. If you or your loved one is dealing with kidney disease, you can contact one of ConnectCare's renal specialists at our renal clinic, dedicated to improving the quality of life and providing optimal care for patients with chronic and acute renal disease. At ConnectCare, we have 14 specialty care clinics to serve your healthcare needs. Our specialty care clinic hub includes specialty clinics dealing with arthritis, ENT, GI, orthopedics, and a women's specialty clinic. At ConnectCare, the physicians and staff at our specialty clinics are committed to the philosophy that the best care is provided by those with the greatest commitment to their community. ConnectCare, still connected to the community.
This is Mitch Washington of the St. Louis office of Edward Jones, located at 200 North Broadway downtown, inviting you to tune in to Radio Free St. Louis for the WGNU Stock Market Recap, weekday afternoons immediately following the 3:30 traffic update. Find out how your investments are doing and how the numbers on Wall Street are affecting you. That's the WGNU Stock Market Recap with me, Mitch Washington, weekday afternoons at 3:30 on Radio Free St. Louis, AM 920 WGNU.
Sponsored by Holistic Chiropractic and Rehabilitation Center in O'Fallon, Illinois. Healing your whole body, not just your spine.
The struggle for fairness on the award-winning Wake-Up Call with Liz Brown.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Call. Say my name. My name is Liz Brown. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much business to tend to. 1-877-920-WGNU. You want to email me, do that at revolution@lizbrown.com. revolution@lizbrown.com. Any kind of, every kind of, all kinds of ways. Get up, get to me. Don't forget, you wanna try something different for lunch? Why don't you head on over to the African Palace Bar and Grill? They open up at 1. And they're located at 5005 Seven Hills. You can get authentic continental African food. You can get American cuisine. You can get Jamaican foods and drink while listening to some of the best music that's out here. Going over there for lunch, going over there for dinner. The African Palace Bar and Grill. Wonderful place, wonderful food. On Wednesday's Hump Day, the best of old school R&B, 8 p.m. to 1 a.m. Or check it out on a Friday night. Friday night is reggae night. Saturday night is African night. Dance to all kinds of African music. get your groove on at the African Palace, 4005 Seven Hills Drive. Here's their phone number, 921-4600, 921-4600. The African Palace, serving authentic continental African food, American cuisine, and Jamaican food. It's all good. It's all wonderful. It's all a great life experience. And it's fun. Get on over to the African Palace. Kick your feet up and enjoy a journey to the motherland. My name is Liz Brown. This is the Wake Up Call. Get up. Get up. Get to me. We have much, much, much business to tend to. Tell me if this is a Republican or a Democrat. A federal prosecutor. And ask me why we're not hearing about this the way we're hearing about OJ. Federal prosecutor from Florida was ordered held in custody Monday after he appeared in U.S. District Court in Detroit on a charge that he flew to Detroit intending to, have sex with a 5-year-old. Do you hear what I'm saying? According to the complaint, this federal prosecutor, this U.S. prosecutor, it was like one of those things that you see on television. You know how they get all of those men that they bust all these guys that are pedophiles? This man, pedophile, 5-year-old baby. When he met the sheriff that was posing as a little girl's mother. You know, and I'm not even going to tell you. I can't tell you what he said to the mother on the air because it's just too foul. But he did confess that he had this wasn't his first time. Now, I'm asking whether or not this man is a Republican or not, given the fact that the people that are filling these offices in the U.S. attorneys under Alberto Gonzalez are Republicans. And this is horrible. That's not even a big enough word. This is foul, disgusting, and wrong. If you're going to get up on your moral soapbox about what's wrong with the world, enough with O.J. Enough with O.J. Let it go. It's all about race. Let it go. If you care about whether or not O.J. Simpson is in jail in 2007, you need to refocus and reexamine your life. You need to let it go. And put your attention on things that really have an impact on people's lives. Federal prosecutors, pedophiles with 5-year-old baby girls. And I tend to believe him. I don't think that he was bragging when he said that he had done this many times before. Because he had to have. Given the fact he didn't show any caution with meeting this sheriff posing as the mom. His name is John David R. Atchison of Gulf Breeze, Florida. A U.S. attorney. An assistant U.S. attorney in Florida's Northern District. Sweet Lord. Pedophile U.S. prosecutor. That's a picture that should be on the front page of USA Today. Not O.J.'s. If we're really going to have a fury, not O.J.'s. +1 877 920 WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. Get up. Get up. Get to me. We have much business, much business, much good business to tend to. And if you want to email me, do that at revolution@lizbrown.com. That's revolution@lizbrown.com. Any kind of, every kind of, all kinds of ways. Get up, get up, get to me. And when I come back, I'm going to continue my conversation with you about, I want to bring you up to speed on what is happening locally here with Chief Sherman George. I want to bring you up to speed what's happening with the $40,000 that's missing in the police department. I want to bring you up to speed on a number of different issues that's going to happen in the next hour. You need to be there. 1-877-920-WGNU. Don't forget that the show is archived at WhiteRoseSociety.org. So if you missed an hour, go ahead and get your hour at WhiteRoseSociety.org. 1-877-920-WGNU. You're on the wake-up call.
Hi. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning.
I was calling because I talked to you yesterday about Hillary's civil rights agenda.
Yes, I got your email after I got off the air, but I talked about, I found the agenda on my own.
Oh.
And I read it, and this is Hillary Clinton's agenda for civil rights agenda, as she calls it. Uh-huh. And I just found it just remarkably empty. Remarkably, so this is all, these are all the issues. You're going to talk about hate crimes and the $10 million. What did you think? $10 million that she wants to spend on trying to integrate schools. What's that going to do for our educational needs? Nobody's trying to integrate schools. How about putting money into teacher salaries? How about a federal law about how much money we're going to pay public school teachers?
Right. Right. I thought the same thing. I didn't even like this civil rights agenda, actually. You know, it's nothing. I guess I don't get anything out of her. You know, I just don't know. You know, because they say that we should feel obligated to vote for the Clintons. You know, because they did so much for the black community. And I'm like, what did they do for the black community? That's something I question.
Well, and it's something that you should question. Everybody should question. They're the ones that brought us NAFTA. Remember NAFTA?
Right.
They're the ones that NAFTA took effect in 1994. Bill Clinton said that there will be less illegal immigration because more Mexicans will be able to support their children by staying home. He said that in the spring of 1993 when he was lobbying for that bill. How's NAFTA worked out for us? How about Bill Clinton's welfare reform bill that obliterated our safety net? And threw 6 million people, many of them single parents, off the welfare rolls in 3 years without child care, without rent subsidies, and people were plunged into financial crisis. Thank you, Bill Clinton.
Okay, and also, people don't realize that the African-American incarceration went up.
There you go. There you go.
You know, and that's what I try to stress to black people in the community when they feel as though that Clinton did so much for the black community.
He did not.
First black president.
No, he's not.
They are, African-Americans are fooled by that. They did not do anything for the black community. If anything, it brought the black community down to me.
I know what an African man looks like. I know what one looks like, and he's not. That's an insult to my father, my brothers, my men.
Right.
That's
and
an
my
insult.
Brothers and my
there you
father,
go. There you
know?
Go. There you go.
Thank you so much, Liz, for, you know, pointing that out on this radio station, and I hope all the listeners are listening in.
Thank you, Michelle. Take care. I'll be back after the news. Stay with me.
A struggle against the common enemies of man.
And the issues that matter most. It's AM 920 WGNU, Granite City, St. Louis.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Karen Chase. O.J. Simpson will remain in a Las Vegas lockup as his lawyers go to court for a probable cause hearing in his case. ABC's Alex Stone tells us his bail hearing has been moved up to tomorrow.
It appears Simpson will spend at least one more day in jail before he has a chance to bail out. Right now, no amount of money could get him out because he's seen by the courts here as a flight risk. But after tomorrow's arraignment, his attorneys are expected to ask the court to set a bail amount. It could be a very high amount. He may be unable to pay it. But the court, we're told, will likely approve some bail amount tomorrow.
Some are wondering how Simpson could get in trouble again after his long legal struggle against murder charges 12 years ago. Forensic psychiatrist Dr. Michael Wellner blames today's sports culture in part.
He does things because he thinks he can. And he thinks that he can get what he wants.
Simpson has denied any wrongdoing. The Fed is widely expected to lower interest rates as it begins meetings in Washington today. ABC News business editor Charles Herman says some are expecting a cut of more than 0.25%.
With the recent employment figures that came out that showed a loss of 4,000 jobs in August,
a lot of opinions began to change from would the Fed lower interest rates to how much would the Fed lower interest rates. And instead of a discussion about a quarter of a percentage point, there's now a lot of talk that the Fed could actually lower rates by as much as a half a percentage point later today.
A new study found the osteoporosis drug Reclast, given in once-a-year injections to hip fracture patients, reduced the risk of future fractures by 35% and the risk of dying within 2 years by 28%, a significant finding since the 300,000 hip fractures that happen each year are a major source of death and disability. When a woman in Muskegee, Oklahoma, saw a zebra in her driveway, she knew no one would believe her, so she grabbed her camera and snapped pictorial proof. She believes it's been pilfering her dog food because it was wearing a halter. She also suspected somebody's pet. This is ABC News.
Hi, Mom.
What's all this?
I got you a cell phone, the Coupe from Verizon Wireless. Check it out. It's got a big keypad, easy-to-read screen, plus dedicated buttons for emergency contacts. It's everything you need and nothing you don't.
Great. What's with 4 zillion people?
Oh, that's the network. They come with it.
Hi.
Good to meet you.
Hey, how you doing?
Good afternoon.
Welcome.
Hola.
Say hello to the Coupe, backed by the Good Housekeeping Seal. Exclusively from Verizon Wireless, America's most reliable wireless network.
It's Pep Boys. Jack speaking.
Yes, I need new tires.
Well, when you buy 3 tires at Pep Boys, the 4th tire's free.
Oh, you don't have to do that.
But, ma'am, it's free.
Buy 3 tires at Pep Boys and the 4th one's free after mail-in rebate. Any brand, any size, for any vehicle. Must include tire installation package. Some restrictions apply.
Buy 3 and get the 4th tire free at Pep Boys.
Plus, for a limited time at Pep Boys, get a check engine light diagnostic test free with any repair service. Thank you for shopping at Pep Boys.
Barry Manilow doesn't agree with Elizabeth Hasselbeck's view. ABC's David Blaustein has details on the newest celebrity feud.
Now that Rosie O'Donnell is gone, the view's Elizabeth Hasselbeck has a new enemy, and it's not one of her co-hosts. It's Barry Manilow. Manilow was scheduled for a Tuesday appearance on The View, providing Hasselbeck sit out his segment. Manilow tells TMZ.com, quote, "I strongly disagree with her views. I think she's dangerous and offensive. I will not be on the same stage as her." So producers of The View decided Manilow would get his wish by canceling his appearance. Manilow's request is a little odd, as he's appeared on the show twice with Hasselbeck present. David Blaustein, ABC News.
Before you hear the rest of this story, no, the cat is okay. But its rescue wasn't something out of a Norman Rockwell painting. Firefighters in Yonkers, New York, trying to coax the cat out of the tree several stories high, ended up blasting it with a high-pressure fire hose. Volunteers caught it below in a bedsheet. I'm Karen Chase, ABC News.
Now, the local report from the WGNU newsroom.
Good morning, St. Louis. This is Patrick Brangemeyer with your WGNU news update for the 9 o'clock hour. In news this Tuesday, a Bonita Park man has been charged in the shooting death of a 13-year-old. 18-year-old Michael Lewis has been charged with first-degree murder in the death of Dale Howard Jr. on Friday. Witnesses told police they were walking on Agnes Avenue when several men drove up and began firing shots. Howard was fatally shot, and an unidentified teenage girl was shot in the back of the leg. Lewis has also been charged with 1 count of first-degree assault and 2 counts of armed criminal action. He is being held without bond at the St. Louis City Jail. Police say they don't have a motive for the shootings. A Metro East waitress has been accused of forgery. Millstadt authorities say 48-year-old Wanda Bohannon forged customers' credit and debit card receipts to give herself larger tips, sometimes up to $30. The woman was arrested after a customer called to complain. The name of the diner has not been released. Bohannon has been charged with 2 counts of forgery and is being held at the St. Clair County Jail on $10,000 bond. Finally this hour, more teenage drivers in Missouri are buckling up. The State Coalition for Roadway Safety says 61% of teenagers are wearing seatbelts, which is up from 58% last year. The figures come from a visual survey of teenagers conducted in March and April at high schools around the state of Missouri. The group plans to release its full seatbelt survey for all drivers tomorrow. Last year, the group survey showed that 75% of Missouri residents buckle up. That's your look at local news for the 9 o'clock hour. I'm Patrick Brandmeier, bringing you the news that matters most to you.
Good morning, St. Louis. It's 6 minutes after 9 o'clock. Let's take a final look at your morning rush hour traffic as well as your weather. Westbound 270 from Old Halls Ferry and Lindbergh. Look for a disabled vehicle. Left lane's blocked us at Lindbergh. Look for slow traffic. Westbound 40 at 170. That exit ramp is closed. Westbound 40 from McCausland through Bellevue. Look for road construction. The right lane's closed. Eastbound 40 from McLeod Station through Bellevue. You've got the left lane closed. In fact, there are a number of ongoing road projects in and around the St. Louis area, so slow down through those work zones, give yourself a little extra time, and give the workers a break, and use caution. Northbound 270 from Gravois through Doherty Ferry, look for slow traffic, although it should start easing up here soon. Eastbound 40 from Maryville Center through Mason Road, look for traffic starting to ease up this hour. Eastbound 70 from T.R. Hughes through Mid Rivers Mall, nothing to report now. Westbound 5570 from 3rd Street into the Poplar Street Bridge. Look for some slowdown still, but the final push is almost over. Westbound Kingbridge traffic is moving well from the Illinois Bank midspan all the way into the landing. East and westbound Boone Bridge on 40. Look for two lanes closed in each direction due to lighting work, so expect delays if you're heading out towards the St. Charles County area. Everything else looks pretty good. That is a look at your traffic. Now let's take a look at your forecast for today, tomorrow, and for Thursday. For today, mostly sunny, high around 90. This evening, partly cloudy with a low in the upper 60s. Wednesday, partly sunny, chance of showers, highs in the mid-80s. Wednesday evening, mostly cloudy. Early in the evening, becoming partly cloudy overnight with a low in the mid-60s. And on Thursday, partly cloudy with a high in the upper 80s. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we have 72 degrees and mostly cloudy skies. Lambert Field is reporting 73. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning Wake Up Call. It's up next. We'll take another look at your news and weather in the 10 o'clock hour. More award-winning Wake Up Call and Liz Brown on the way. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU, your station for the issues that matter most to you.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air.
Struggle.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the wake-up call. Before I get into my discussion about Sherman, Georgia, I just want to ask you this. Do you know this? Does this explain, or no? Does this illustrate the problems and the incompetence in the execution of this war? The Iraqi government is ordering Blackwater USA, the security firm that protects U.S. diplomats, right, to leave the country. Iraq has said 8 Iraqi civilians had been killed by guards from Blackwater after a car bomb attack against a State Department convoy. Do you hear what I'm saying? Blackwater is engaging in, are you ready for this? Blackwater is engaging in, what is it, vigilante stuff. And it's just so American. That movie that's not making a whole lot of movie, not a lot of money compared to other movies. Jodie Foster's movie. What's the name of that crazy movie that she's in? I'm not scared or something ridiculous. There's some, the brave one. Jodie Foster's playing in this movie, The Brave One. And you know what she is? She's just, remember Bernard Goetz? She's just Bernadette Goetz. She's just this vigilante woman out here shooting and killing and saying that she's justified in doing that. It's that mentality. The Iraqi government is ordering Blackwater USA, the security firm that protects U.S. diplomats, out of Iraq because Iraq is saying that Blackwater killed civilians in retaliation to a car bomb. Dang. Dang. This is an order by the Interior Ministry. And if it's carried out, who's going to protect the diplomats? Because it strips the diplomats, engineers, reconstruction officials, and others of their security protection. Wow, those folks are really doing some protection. Y'all know who Blackwater is. Y'all know who Blackwater is? Bush played them to go down there and do the same thing down in the aftermath of Katrina. How you think people were treated by Blackwater down in New Orleans? Oh, yeah. Who owns Blackwater? Blackwater USA. It's a scary thing. They're a scary organization. My name is Liz Brown. Stay with me.
Recently in St. Louis, some changes were made in healthcare providers, and we at ConnectCare want you to know that sometimes change can be good. ConnectCare, still connected to the community. ConnectCare is now your specialty care clinic hub. If you or your loved one is dealing with kidney disease, you can contact one of ConnectCare's renal specialists at our renal clinic, dedicated to improving the quality of life and providing optimal care for patients with chronic and acute renal disease. At Connect Care, we have 14 specialty care clinics to serve your health care needs. Our specialty care clinic hub includes specialty clinics dealing with arthritis, ENT, GI, orthopedics, and a women's specialty clinic. At Connect Care, the physicians and staff at our specialty clinics are committed to the philosophy that the best care is provided by those with the greatest commitment to their community. Connect Care, still connected to the community.
Summertime, and the living is easy, right? Not if you don't get your family reunion t-shirts done on time. Here's a tip. Call Robert Guy and Associates, 421-3200. They specialize in family reunion t-shirts and softball team t-shirts. In fact, Robert Guy and Associates will put together fabulous t-shirts for all occasions. Here's the address, 2006 Salisbury. The number is 421-3200. Robert Guy and Associates, your t-shirt specialist. And check this out. If you mention you heard this on the Liz Brown Show, you'll get 10% off. It doesn't get any better. 421-3200, Robert Guy and Associates.
The St. Louis Art Museum presents a discussion on contemporary sculpture in the landscape on Friday at 6 p.m. The talk will be led by Robin Clark, Associate Curator of Contemporary Art at the museum. Space is limited in smaller galleries, so please arrive early and meet at the Information Center. Admission is free. For more info, call 314-721-0072 or log on to slam.org. Something for you from WGNU.
This is Phil Person of Person Roofing. I'd like to introduce to you one of my customers, Joe Scoggins. Mr. Scoggins, how long ago did we work on your property?
It was approximately 8 to 9 years ago, Mr. Persons.
Okay, have you had any problems with your roof since that time?
Well, actually, about 3 weeks ago, I called you, and there was some water damage that was caused as a result of the storm last fall.
Okay.
And you were out the following day to do the repair work. And it was done in such a professional way that I would recommend you to any and everyone.
So how much did we charge you?
It was free, and it was done within a matter of 3 hours.
All right.
So I called you one day, and you were out the very next day, you and your son and his assistant, and you went up on the roof, and you accomplished the task within a matter of 3 hours.
This is Phil Person of Person Roofing. Our service starts when we complete your roof. Our number is 361-7127. You can call us day or night, 361-7127.
This is Dr. Laura Schlesinger. Join me weekday afternoons from 2 to 4 on AM 920 WGNU. And I look forward to hearing from you. If you have problems with a personal work or family relationship, call me at 1-800-DR-LAURA. That's 1-800-DR-LAURA for the issues that matter most. It's AM 920 WGNU. And for the personal issues that matter most, join me, Dr. Laura, now from 2 to 4 every weekday afternoon. Then go do the right thing.
What you need to know, when you need to know it. The award-winning wake-up call with Liz Brown.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the wake-up call. Say my name. My name is Liz Brown. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much business to tend to. 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. Get up. get up, get to me. You want to email me, do that at revolution@lizbrown.com. revolution@lizbrown.com. Any kind of, every kind of, all kinds of ways, get up, get up, get up, and get to me. And we also have a wonderful, let me just back up a little bit. Just an amazing place that we find ourselves in. But I think that, when it's all said and done, it's going to be clear who was right and who was wrong. Chief Sherman George is going back to court to ask the same question that he's already been given the answer to. Back in 2004, this Sherman George was ordered by Francis Slay and Paul Simon to make promotions, do what they said. They gave him a date. They gave him a time. And to help them along, Local 73 filed a lawsuit ordering Sherman George to promote. And they all worked in collaboration with one another. They worked in conjunction with one another. They worked, in a conspiracy with one another to force Sherman George to promote his friends based on a test that Sherman George, the expert, has said does not measure your ability or your skill as a captain in the fire department, period, dot. That case was taken to the city court. Said, you need to do what Francis said. Okay. It happened again. City court said, you need to do what Francis said. Okay. So now Sherman George is going back to the Court of Appeals, because when the Court of Appeals was asked this question back in 2004, they said, Sherman George decides whether and when to promote. And Local 73 took it to the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court said Sherman George has the authority whether and when to promote. You can't order him to do that. That is within his purview. This isn't a simple, your boss tell you to do something. As Sherman George's lawyer said, your boss can tell you to pick up a gun and shoot somebody, too. But that doesn't mean that that's within his authority to do that. He can tell you that, and that's right. You're an employee, but that just because he gives you an order doesn't mean it's an order that you are required to do. It's legal for you to do. And not only is it illegal for you to do, but it is politically motivated. It's personally motivated. These people have a conflict of interest in ordering anybody to promote on a list where relatives and friends are on that list. It is unethical for Francis Slay to be ordering anybody to promote off of that list when you have relatives and friends that would benefit from the promotion. It was unethical for Paul Simon to order anybody, Sam Simon, to order anybody to be promoted off that list because you have friends and relatives that will benefit from such a promotion. It is unethical. So we have an illegal, unethical, and downright immoral action that is being engaged in by Francis Slay and his ventriloquist dummy, Bryson. So we're going back to court. And what I find fascinating about this story is that there is no mention that in the story by Jake Wegman, no mention in the story that we've been here before, we've done this before. No mention. One 877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. you need to get to me. We have much, much, much to talk about. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. So here we are. Here we are. Back in the place where we've been before. 1-877-920-WGNU. My name is Liz Brown. This is the wake-up call. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much business to tend to. Much, much, much business to tend to. 1-877-920-WGNU. And before we do our break and get to some more of our callers here, I just want to remind you, I know that you have needs out here. I'm trying to meet your needs. How about a need? How about this one? Let's have some fun. Let's have some fun. Let's go on September 27th. Why don't we take a trip to the loft right there on Olive? Let's go to the loft because there's going to be a special benefit concert given. Going to be fun. We're going to have a Casino Royale night. And Cozy Design and 1800 Tequila. Be there at 9 o'clock September 27th. That is a week from this Thursday. Be there, be there, be there. Casino Royale night. The loft is going to be transformed into Casino Royale. And you're going to be transformed because you're going to come down. You're going to hear some wonderful music by a Grammy-nominated R&B crooner. Yes, indeed. You're going to have all of that wonderful experience. And guess where the proceeds go? Every ticket that you buy, there's going to be a check presented to FIRE, their organization, their charitable foundation, all of that. So put it on your calendar for September 27th. September 27th, that's a week from this Thursday. Come on down to the loft right there on Olive, and let's have some fun. Casino Royale night, and Cozy Design is bringing this to you. Look, my name is Liz Brown. We're going to take a break. My number here is 1-877-920-WGNU. Stay with me. Stay with me.
Several years, you've heard WGNU's community calendar of events going on in and around the area. Ever wonder where the information comes from? The majority of it comes from our listening audience. If your nonprofit organization would like help promoting its events and ongoing operations free of charge, send all necessary information to calendar@WGNU.net. Please send the correspondence 2 weeks prior to any events. WGNU reserves the right to edit or reject submissions for reasons of time and content.
People, have you heard about Golden Grocer Natural Market? It's locally owned and operated for over 30 years and serving and meeting your health needs by ensuring the best quality and selection in vitamin supplements and organic groceries. Golden Grocer Natural Market has the largest loose herb selection around. You can also get your grains and natural beauty items as well. Their staff is friendly, knowledgeable, and committed to helping you on your journey to improved and enhanced health. Golden Grocer believes that the healthiest goal is achieving balance in every area of your life. So, live your life like it's golden, and let Golden Grocer help you along the way. Golden Grocer, Natural Market, 335 North Euclid, right there in the Central West End. Open 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., Monday through Saturday, and Sunday 12 to 5. Golden Grocer, 367-0405. That's 367-0405.
Kirby Van Bursch. You won't believe your eyes. At this thrill-a-minute production, packed full of astonishing disappearing acts, huge illusions, and exotic animals. See a royal white tiger, a unicorn, a helicopter appearing in 4 seconds flat, assistance cut in half, one-of-a-kind surprises, and more. Plus, take a magical mystery tour backstage with Kirby and his big cats. Kirby Van Bursch. Millions have been amazed. Now it's your turn. Kirby Van Bursch Theater, Highway 248, Branson, Missouri, 417-337-7140.
This is Decent Guy Don, the original conspiracy hunter. You know, the guy that keeps you up to date on all the good guys and the bad guys out of the Council of Foreign Relations, the Bilderbergers, the Illuminati crowd, and assorted other characters who are squeezing the life out of our great American country. Tune in every evening to hear the thunderous crash as I pull the linchpin from the foundations of the House of the New World Order as it crashes down. At 7 p.m. Monday through Friday with the Conspiracy Hunter right here at WGNU 920 AM.
What you need to know, when you need to know it. The award-winning wake-up call with Liz
Cafeteria
Brown.
Cafeteria line in Chicago. Fat man in front of me. He's calling black people trash to his children. And he's the only trash here I see. And I'm thinking this man wears a white coat in the night. They'll slip to their windows and they'll see him. And they'll think that white hood's all they need. It's a hard life, it's a hard life, it's a very hard life. Hard life wherever you go. And if we poison our children with hatred, then the hard life is all that they'll know.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Call. My name is Liz Brown. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much, much, much business to tend to. 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much, much, much business to tend to. 1-877-920-WGNU. If you want to email me, please do that at revolution@lizbrown.com. revolution@lizbrown.com. Any kind of, every kind of, all kinds of ways. Get up. Get to me. Vernon.
Good morning, Liz.
Good morning.
Hey, I have a little technical or legal question for you. If this guy Bryson doesn't meet the prerequisites to be a public service director, should that be voided even though he was appointed by Slay?
Well, I don't know if there are legal repercussions for the appointment of someone who was so woefully unqualified to the position. I don't know what the legal whether there are any, if a single citizen out here gets to sue, can sue, successfully sue, the city for the appointment of this woefully incompetent man. I don't know. I don't know. Something needs to be done indeed.
Okay.
And if one of the things that can be done is the constant message out here to our community about the fact that Charles Bryson, you're doing a great job, Brownie, is woefully incompetent, woefully inexperienced, woefully under-experienced, and simply serves as a ventriloquist dummy for Francis Slay. And mind you that this position of Director of Public Safety, it's a civil service job. It is protected by the civil service for the express reason so that the person that's in that job will be free of pressure from a Francis Slay, would be free of pressure from a comptroller, would be free of pressure from a president of the Board of Aldermen. It's a job that's designed to be so that you can do your job freely without that pressure. We're having some unqualified dude being put in the position solely because he is the ventriloquist doll for Francis Slay.
Yeah, that's for sure. But, you know, it's really odd and strange. Now, they're trying to get rid of a man who's definitely qualified for his position.
There you go.
To take a fruit like this Bryson and put him in something he knows good and well he can't handle.
There you go. I've seen his house. He can't handle it. Thanks
okay, then.
Call.
Thank you.
1-877-920-WGNU. Sam.
Good morning, Liz.
Good morning.
Okay, Friday, when they were talking about the so-called showdown with Chief Sherman George and
yes.
the Public Safety Director,
yes.
did you notice, okay, when Monday came?
Nothing happened.
Huh?
Nothing happened.
No, not that. Okay, it changed from Public Director to the mayor.
I know.
I thought to myself, well, wait a minute. It wasn't supposed to be about the mayor. It was about the public safety director. Oh, and ask yourself this question.
All right,
since the mayor is into ordering people to do something,
why come
he didn't order the chief of police to fire those guys that got those tickets?
There you go. Well, the same thing. It's since Francis Slay is so into putting his finger in and messing things up, he wanted the schools closed, right? He wanted people fired from their jobs at the schools, right?
Uh-huh.
So why isn't he advocating for the firing of, I don't know, how about a Joe Mocha with $40,000 missing in the evidence lab? How about his daughter, former police officer daughter, being arrested for drug use, child endangerment, and assault? How about his police officers under his watch stealing World Series tickets? How about being the highest crime city in the United States? If we're going to fire somebody, if we're going to order somebody to do something, shouldn't we order the guy with the horrible record to do something? Shouldn't we?
And then think about it. We didn't even know his daughter was a former police, because they never put that in the newspaper like they put everybody else's history in there.
So was her husband.
Oh.
So was her husband.
Oh, I didn't know that either.
Former.
One last thing.
Mm-hmm.
I almost forgot it. It's about that. Oh, another one of those reporters. This was from Channel 2, and this was last night. I didn't catch the report, but I think it was Mindy.
Okay,
she
I'm
was
not
holding really. that test.
Yes.
That the fire department took in 2004.
Yes.
I say, now here we go with this mess again. Now everybody's allowed to hold the paper up and talk about the test, but like you said, they ain't covering the real aspect of it. The chief has the final say.
There you go.
Take care.
Thanks for your call. 1-877-920-WGNU. Get to me. Joe.
Yeah, you're talking about that new man running for the mayor, you know, fighting the fire chief and stuff.
Charles Bryce.
Yeah. And I remember you saw his, you were talking about that being his canine and everything.
I said that he had a canine-like devotion to to Francis Slay.
Well, my neighbors were saying about him, the mayor should get him sitting right next to him, in a chair and start petting his ears, and get him, go to Snooks or Deerberg's and get four or five boxes of milk bones for him.
Mm.
And she said that's degrading the canine is more like a rat.
Mm.
I just want to tell you that.
All right, thanks for your call. 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much, much, much to talk about. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. Get up, get up, get to me. Maybe we should start mailing milk bones to Charles Bryson, 1-877-920-WGNU. Red.
Good morning, Liz.
Good morning.
I see they finally captured the most hated man in white America, and that would be O.J. Simpson. Hated even more than Saddam Hussein or Osama bin Laden or the Twin Towers of mass murder, being the first president, Bush 41, and his son, Bush 2, who were probably together murdered 10 million Iraqis over the last 17 years. I'm sick of this country, Liz. I'm a 51-year-old black man. I have three boys. They're doing great. But I hate this country. I hate these hypocrites and these liars who have now run in this country. And look what we just got for Attorney General.
All right, now.
Have you ever read the book International Jew by Henry Ford?
I have not.
You need to try to get that. It's extremely hard to get.
Okay.
But you need to get that book.
All right. Thanks, Fred.
Have a great day.
1-877-920-WGNU. Maurice.
Good morning, Ms. Brown.
Good morning.
A couple comments about Iraq. One, you were talking earlier about Blackwater.
Blackwater.
A lot of people don't realize the media is very good on using terms to candy coat issues or to soften up perspectives on things. A lot of people don't understand that in South Africa and a lot of the African countries back during, say, the 60s, 70s, and 80s, a lot of companies similar to quote unquote black water. These are mercenaries.
Yeah, they are. Let's just call it what it is.
Yeah, they're mercenaries. Mm-hmm. These guys are basically standing armies that do not abide by any rules, period.
Or any laws.
None. And that's why you have to.
Remember when Blackwater was sent into New Orleans? Remember,
yeah.
George W. Bush paid for Blackwater to go into New Orleans?
Yeah. If anybody want to really dig into Blackwater, look at their profits prior to the Iraq invasion.
Mm.
And as it's constantly grown, you'll be very surprised.
Mm. Or not.
Second thing about Iraq that really kind of, I thought was kind of, I'm going to say funny, but it was just one of those things that make you go, hmm. You had the former Fed chief, Greenspan?
Alan Greenspan.
Alan Greenspan. He wrote a book.
He wrote
in
a book.
His book, and actually I think this is part of the interview they did on 60 Minutes.
Yes.
They asked about the Iraq War.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, well, I'm just upset that, you know, a huge portion of what drove us to this war was oil. You know, I'm thinking, like, one, that's not new, and two, you should be brought up on charges. And the reason I say that, I know that the feds are kind of within the government, but outside of the government as far as how they are operated, but you are involved in setting monetary policy for this country, and you, along with a lot of those other officials,
what about
knowingly went along with this.
Well, okay, let's even take it away from the war. Okay, I'm going to say that you don't have anything to do with what happens with the war. What about the tax cuts? You certainly could have weighed in on how the tax cuts were going to destroy our economy, but you didn't. Could have weighed in on that. Yeah, could have weighed in on that. Should have weighed in. Hedge funds.
How big their bank accounts have grown since they left office.
Or not even since they left office, but just how big they were before they got in there, how big they were while they were there, and how big they are now. You know what I mean?
Yes.
They had a whole lot of money before they went in, or they got a lot of money once they got there, or they're going to get a lot of money now that they're out. And, you know, and I am tired of these deathbed confessions.
Yep.
You know, I'm tired of people that as they get older in life, like a Lee Atwater, the architect of Bush One's campaign, the author of the creator of Willie Horton. I am sick of people like that. When they get cancer, they get brain cancer, and they start getting close to God and start doing a little mental Rolodex check of all of the crummy things that they did. Now they want to talk about, well, you know, that Willie Horton thing was divisive. That was wrong. I shouldn't have done that. You know, I'm tired of these 85-year-old men now telling us the truth about stuff they should have told us when they were 40, when we could have done something about it and people wouldn't have suffered. But they're getting close to Jesus now, and now they want to tell us about, now they want to confess.
This is SOP for the government. This is SOP, standard operating procedures. This is going, they've been doing this for years. And the one, there's a movie, you mentioned the Jodie Foster movie. If someone's really interested in a good movie that'll really kind of open your eyes a little bit, it's called Syriana.
Oh, I've seen Syriana. Syriana is a really, really, really good movie. But you know what about Syriana? You gotta watch it a couple of times because they talk fast and there's a lot of things that you gotta figure out what's tied together. I had to watch it a couple of times to get all of the stuff that was going on. You know what's another great movie?
Which one?
Long Kiss Goodnight. The Long Kiss. Have you seen that one?
With Samuel L.
Samuel L.
Yes, I saw that. Hit where she's a hit woman or whatever.
But remember what the scam was? You remember how they were going to kick it off? They got an Iranian person. They froze his body. They put his body in a car. And then they were going to blow up a U.S. city. And they were going to blame it on the Iranian. And then they were going to get money for the CIA because we had this national incident that we had these people invading our country and killing our country, and then the budget for the CIA would increase.
Yeah,
that was Long Kiss Goodnight.
Yeah, a lot of people look at movies. Some movies are good movies, and what I mean by good movies is that you look at the movie like, you know what, that's so far. I said, that'll never happen. I'm like, no, you know what, it's more true than fiction. And a lot of people don't get it a lot of times. I don't know if they don't want to get it or they just don't get it.
And I got to roll, Maurice. Thanks for your call. Take care of yourself. 1-877-920-WDNU. I'm going to have a recall for you on Dole Salad Mix when we come back, okay? E. coli in our lettuce once again. We're going to talk about this when we come back. My name is Liz Brown. Stay with me. The Black Business Rolodex can meet all of your shopping needs.
Yes.
Seven Signs Masonry, 618-338-2871. Tuck 20, all brickwork, whether it's your chimney, mailbox, flower beds, barbecue pits, all your masonry needs. The best hands in the business, Seven Signs, 618-338-2871. Don't forget, always check your decks.
This WGNU Global News Update is sponsored by All Rehab and Repair, the ones who do it all. Dateline Caracas. Venezuelan President Hugo Chavez has threatened to nationalize non-compliant private schools in his nation. Yesterday, he said that he wanted to close or take over any private school that refused to submit to the oversight of his socialist government. Chavez said that all schools must admit state inspectors and submit to the government's new educational system or be closed and nationalized. The president's opponents accuse him of attempting to indoctrinate young Venezuelans with socialist ideology. Education Minister Adan Chavez, the president's brother, says the aim is to develop critical thinking, not to impose a single way of thought. This WGNU Global News Update is sponsored by All Rehab and Repair, the ones who do it all.
If you're looking for the right contractor, All Rehab and Repair is all you need. For all rehab work and all repair work, call 314-645-9393. Basement remodeling, siding, porches, decks, kitchen and bath remodeling and repair. All the chores you can't or don't want to do yourself. What are you waiting for? Call for a free estimate. 314-645-9393. Small or large, home or office, call the ones who do it all. All Rehab and Repair. 314-645-9393. Visit them online at allrehabrepair.com. Major credit cards accepted.
Are you one of those people who look at somebody who's big boned and think that's just a euphemism for Twinkie enriched? Are you sick of the idea that we can go to war in Serbia and bomb the crud out of them, but we should stay out of Iraq? If the whole entire pop culture thing, Britney Spears, Super Bowl commercials, and all that stuff gets on your nerves, well, guess what? It gets on mine, too. So if you want someone to listen and understand, listen to me, Brett Rosen, every Tuesday, 10 a.m. on WGNU, 920 a.m.
Real life, on the cutting edge. It's the award-winning Wake-Up Call with Liz Brown.
This is a little something to help you get through the day, if you could. It was more than a tragedy, emotions be grabbing me. Plane fell from the sky, we try to figure what happened. Burning churches, fearing God, who can be so cruel?
Welcome back to the Wake Up Call. Say my name. My name is Liz Brown. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much business to tend to. You want to email me? Do that at revolution@lizbrown.com. Please don't forget, I'm trying to bring some fun into your life, okay? Bring all kinds of stuff. Try to plan your life. How about this Thursday? September 27th at 9 o'clock. Come on down to the loft. Let's have some fun. Because 1800 Tequila and in Cozy Design Studio, Casino Royale, Benefit for Fire, featuring musical guest Carl Thomas, Grammy-nominated R&B sensation Carl Thomas. You want a ticket for this event? Call, at least for advanced ticket sales, call MetroTix at 534-1111, 534-1111. There are regular tickets. There are VIP tickets as well. You want to call 534-1111, Casino Royale Night at the Loft, because the Loft will be transformed into a wonderful gaming site. So come on down. Let's have some fun. A formal check will be presented to FIRE to support their continued efforts in our community. Come on down to the Loft for Casino Royale Night. Benefit for FIRE featuring musical guest Carl Thomas, September 27th at 9 o'clock. Let's have fun. Let's do some networking. Let's do some dancing. Let's do a little gaming. Let's have some fun. That's a week from this Thursday, September 27th. My name is Liz Brown. Get up and get to me. Gary.
Yes, Liz.
the anniversary of 9-1-1, they did some interviews of people who lost loved ones on the aircraft that slammed into the Pentagon.
Uh-huh.
And when I listen to your show, I think, what a disgrace trying to say that an aircraft, oh, well, maybe those people didn't exist, I guess you would say.
Did I
say,
wait a minute,
exist.
You guess I
They're
would say,
them saying,
you say I guess that they exist or not? I never said I guess that they, Susan Olsen existed. There's no question about that. The question is not whether or not those people's lives had any value. I've never said that they don't. I've said that it's been a, I said, I don't know. I don't know where those people are, Gary, because the,
aliens got them?
I don't think that we have to go as far as go to television, but I can think we can stay right here in the reality of how our government operates. Anybody that has any kind of common sense has to ask the question, whether or not the hole that we were shown in the Pentagon, whether it could have been created by that size of airplane. That's simple. That's grade school questions. And we as citizens, I believe, I've been raised, and most people that are responsible have been raised, to question authority. You're not supposed to swallow like Kool-Aid whatever your government gives you. And you're not supposed to swallow like Kool-Aid the distractions but that those on Fox try to give you. They want you to go to questioning whether people care about the value of innocent victims instead of questioning the actions of our good government that has nothing to do with innocence. I'm engaging in a responsible act. I am not engaging in a Fox-directed assessment, your Fox-directed assessment. This isn't about whether or not I believe that those people have value, that they have not suffered losses. It never has been about that. It's been about why doesn't the Pentagon have one single picture of that plane crashing into that building? Why? The Pentagon that has the most cameras of any building in America, I submit to you. Why was the film confiscated from the gas stations across the streets that would have been able to show us what that plane crashing into that building? Why don't we have those things? Why do we have an itty bitty hole where a big old plane was supposed to go through? Why? Why isn't there one single photograph? We have plenty of photographs of the planes crashing into the World Trade Centers. Why isn't there one single photograph of a plane crashing into the Pentagon? Not one photograph of a building that has more cameras than any other building in America. They can tell you how many sheets of toilet paper that you use with the cameras that they have in there. But they don't have one photograph of a big old plane crashing into this building? Come on. Come on. Don't allow yourself to be duped. And if you are, just say, my name is duped, and this is the mess that I'm getting ready to spew out over the air. Bob.
Yes, good morning.
Good morning.
He should look at Loose Change, second edition. And if he believes that plane went into the Pentagon, he also believes there's weapons of mass destruction in Iraq.
That's right.
But you can question it, and that's what I love about you saying. We don't have to believe, but we certainly can question.
There you go.
Have to take it for face value.
I don't have to drink the Kool-Aid just because they put it in front of me.
No, and we have always been able to think for ourselves.
Fact.
I think that is what has put us a step above them when they didn't even know it. We were thinking while they were thinking. We were believing what they were saying.
Mm.
Okay, but what I call a say it, I asked you. Did you know that Alan Keyes...
I talked about it yesterday. I said he's bad. He's bad.
Life into the Republican Party.
And I said that I said yesterday, and I'll say it again, Bob, I will buy the popcorn to watch Alan Keyes go after the moral values, the values of Rudy Giuliani.
Oh,
I will buy popcorn to watch that exchange. He filed today. Yesterday, he was talking about it. Today, in a little teeny tiny four-line article, he has filed to
yes,
become
I
one
have
of the candidates.
I haven't watched the debate yet.
I will
I
now.
You, it was too early to watch this garbage.
I
but
will
Alan
now.
Keyes is permitted to get into a debate.
I'll buy the popcorn.
Throw him out on his butt like they did before. But if he gets in there, I want to hear a debate.
I want.
I'll
buy the popcorn. I'll buy the popcorn.
Thank you again.
Take care of yourself, Michelle.
Hi, Liz, between your, in your commercial, between your, and your break, they give a, global update about Hugo Chavez.
Correct.
He's threatening to take over all the private schools that do not incorporate the national doctrine of sociology. That's your boy.
Well, no, wait a minute. Actually, that's not what has happened. And let me, because let's report actually what is happening, as opposed to your twisted, contorted understanding of what has happened here. One of the things that Hugo, President Chavez, has done is he has said that private schools must allow state inspectors into their schools. Private schools also need to have a certain type of, they're going to inspect the agendas that they teach within the private schools. And also one of the things that he has done is he has afforded an opportunity for more people to go to school. I am not comfortable with a government saying that they are going to force a private entity to teach a certain thing. I'm not comfortable with that because I think that gives room for abuse. I am not comfortable with that. I am comfortable with state inspectors inspecting schools because, you know, I understand that there's a balance that has to happen here. Can you afford to have in your country private places that are, let me ask you this. Would America feel, would the government of America, would this government feel that they had a right to inspect a private school that taught about, a Muslim school that taught about an issue that this government took exception with? Do you think that this government wouldn't look at their tax records? You think that this government wouldn't try to infiltrate that school to find out what was going on in that school? Do you think that this government wouldn't do everything in its means to shut that school down, that private school down? Of course it would. This government is doing that right now by threatening people that give money to schools that this government takes exception with. I think that that is fascist. I think that that is problematic. But it's interesting that citizens like yourself don't seem to have a problem when our government does it to schools and businesses that you take exception to because you think that they're working on your behalf. I have a problem with that. I understand the government being concerned about what schools are teaching. And I think that there has to be a way of doing it that helps our country, that does not invade on people's privacy and their free rights. Can we have a school that teaches somebody anything that they want to be taught? Can we have schools like that in our society that teach students anything that anybody wants them to? And if we can, then we don't live in a nation that believes that. And we're the last people that should throw stones because we don't live in a nation that believes that there should be schools that can teach people anything they want to. We don't. My name is Liz Brown. This is the Wake Up Call. I'll be back. Listen, thank you so much for listening. Until we talk tomorrow, stay strong.
Who dare listen to us? Black, white, Jew, Gentile, Asian, Latino, that we are brothers and sisters in a long and different